Well, we just pray, Heavenly Father, we're so glad tonight that though it is impossible at this time for people who did not see the prophet to see those first two signs, we thank you, Lord, it is not impossible that they shall see the word that was brought forth in the message. And we're glad tonight, Lord, that though the others have passed on, the word which you have given has not passed on but is here. And you are here, Lord, bringing your word to pass. So therefore, the word is living. We cannot separate the word from yourself. And we appreciate that. We're very glad to have someone who is one with his word, especially when it's Elohim the Creator. We're grateful tonight, Lord, that you've opened our eyes, that we've not been blinded by the signs and those things which appeared, blinded by creeds and dogmas, but rather, Lord, we have anointed our eyes with the eye salve of God. And we're grateful, Lord. Now, Father, we commend ourselves to you this evening hour in the study of the word of thy grace, the grace of God. Knowing, Lord, it's not only able to make men wise unto salvation, which it has been for seven church ages, but, Lord, this word now is able to bring forth immortality. And that's what we're interested in, believing that that's the promise of this hour. We are so grateful. There is nothing like it. So we thank you tonight and open our hearts and minds now that in your presence, Lord, perchance, not just perchance, but believing in this reality that we will come to know your word better tonight and thereby better know you than we've ever known before. We ask these mercies in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. Well, been getting along very good. Something my throat bothering me, but excuse me, it's a little bit rough tonight. But that's the worst thing that ever happened. We're in good shape. You know, no use worrying about that. So you just kind of bear with me. Now, appreciate very much the people being here, and appreciate even more myself being here with the people. You know, not referring to ourselves, but just physiologically, my head wouldn't be very much good without the rest of the members. I'm not a head, see. I'm just illustrating. Head wouldn't be much good without, you know, the members of the body. It looked kind of funny how it ever get anything done. Well, if you had a preacher up here and no people, forget it. Just wouldn't work. And it'd be awful. So appreciate everybody being here. Could mention a lot of names of different ones that came. And Brother Andy Thompson phoned me, said he got back from Arkansas. He wanted to come over tomorrow, so I said, that's great. I said, you'll meet a lot of folk you haven't seen for a long time, so I just went right down the names. And I got so good telling, got feelings of good telling about the names, I began rejoicing myself that they were here. And I just kept it up. So we appreciate everyone, love everyone, and trust. Same sweet spirit last night with us tonight to go into the word of Almighty God. Now last night, we definitely brought to your attention that he is here. And hope indelibly imprinted in your mind and heart that you cannot talk of a word prophet without knowing that God is with him. And you cannot talk of God without a word prophet. That's funny, people kind of think you can divide it. I don't see how you can. In fact, you can't do it. See, there's got to be someone who reflects. Brother Branham said the prophet was a reflector. He said the prophet is the living word of God manifested. That sure stumbles some people. Oh, my, they didn't believe when I made that quote. That was what Brother Branham said. The fella got up and he really thought he was some kind of apostle. I thought he was more of a pistol. Saturday night special kind, maybe. He just rose up against it. Didn't do him any good because the prophet said it. I don't care what anybody else says. Now that sounds kind of tough, but then every hard-boiled egg has a yellow center, so don't feel bad. All right. Why is he present? Or what is he doing? If he is here, what is he doing? Because we maintain that he is here in a very special way that he has not been for 2,000 years. The Logos appearing in a pillar of fire with the prophet. What was he sent for? What is he doing? Why did he come? Why is Elohim here? Now, last night, in the message, we mentioned God being present, even as he was to Abraham just before the destruction of Sodom. Now, at that time, he revealed Sarah's wrong thinking on God's word of promise relative to the coming son. You understand what I said? God was present to Abraham and Sarah. And he reveals Sarah's wrong thinking on God's word of promise relative to the coming son. Now that which is there in that scene is the last thing she who takes the bride, New Jerusalem, in human flesh received from God ere the fire fell. Now, you notice that I combined two things there. The promise in her mind, which she knew but was in error concerning it, was rectified. Plus the fact that God was there giving the sign of discerning her heart before the fire fell. Did you catch the two things? Brother Branham never put the two together as specifically in 1 minute as I'm doing tonight. He did say the seventh seal corrected the errors. He did say that Elohim was here. He did say the last sign the bride will see is that sign of Abraham God discerning the thoughts of Sarah behind him in the tent. Put them together. We see a sign, we see an error corrected. Brings up what you said. To see a sign without a correction is not very valuable. Notice she was ashamed in his presence and had to repent for the loss of her virgin mind toward the Word. I wonder if the church is repenting tonight for the loss of her virgin mind concerning the Word. Amen. The church doesn't even know that she lost her virgin mind and refuses to believe it and will deny that there is no way she has lost it. But you will notice that Sarah missed the gospel, the good news of the coming son. She put it aside. She looked unto another son who came not out of her womb. She said, let this son of Hagar, this Ishmael, be the one.
Amen.
She rejected the Spirit of God. Original virgin bride did the same thing. She took another Jesus, another gospel, another spirit. How desperately wicked can you get when you fail on all three? You are bankrupt. Now when Elohim presented himself to Abraham and Sarah, and notice I said Elohim presented himself. There's a big difference between us presenting ourselves to God and God presenting himself to us. We have been presenting ourselves to God continuously for 2,000 years. What has it done for us? But God presented himself to them, and Sarah was ashamed. She was rebuked. John, who wrote the book of Revelation, said in this epistle that you might not be ashamed in his presence. He knew there could be an ashamed church when that one which we are talking about became present, and shame has to do with nakedness. You're wretched, miserable, blind, and naked. Said that Adam and Eve lived in the garden. They were naked and they were not ashamed because the glory of the Lord covered them. But this church is blind to the glory of God. Rejoices in her fornications. She should be ashamed, but she's not. There is no shame before her eyes. So when Elohim presented himself to Abraham and Sarah, he revealed the hour in which judgment was to fall and made known to them the great mystery of divine grace, that never would the righteous perish with the wicked. The question arose in the days of Charles Fuller. He was a good preacher, but he was a politician in many ways. I don't speak unkindly, I speak knowingly. Time after time I heard him on the radio and he was going to dissipate wrong thinking or at least tell us what was right. Do we go through the tribulation or do we not? And by the time he got finished, I didn't know if up was down or in was out, and neither did he. Daniel was a dissolver of doubts. People still scream with joyous adoration. Look at this great man who could tell another man his dream when he had forgotten it. And they say, hallelujah, praise God, what a great man. Let me tell you. Brother Branham told many, many people their dreams. And they spit in his face. I'll never forget the morning in Waterloo, 1958. Paul Boyd walked in and he said, good morning, Brother Branham. Can I have a word with you? And Brother Branham said, sit down, Paul. We'll have breakfast together. I was there. And he said, Brother Branham, I want to tell you my dream. And Brother Branham said, no, Paul, I will tell you your dream and tell the meaning of it. And he did.
Praise God.
Will the righteous perish with the wicked? The answer is no. You say, how can I be certain? Because God said so.
Amen.
He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. And if you want to know, my brother, my sister, whether righteous will perish with the wicked, you had better go to God, because God alone can judge between the righteous and the wicked. And God said no. No time. In plain speech, Genesis 18 is Malachi 4, 1 to 2. I should quote it, I guess, but sometimes I misquote. And for behold, the day cometh which shall burn as an oven, and all the proud, yea, and all that do wickedly shall be stubble. And that day that cometh shall burn them up, saith the Lord of hosts, and it shall leave them neither root nor branch, but unto you that fear my name. What name, Lord, should we fear? Not just any name will do. Don't say, hey, boy, and expect me to come running. I say, listen, you big mouth preacher, come running. I ain't going to do it. You better call me by my name and be respectful. God said to the forward, I will be forward. To the meek, he's meek. To the humble, he's humble. To the sincere, he's sincere. To the respectful, he's respectful. Unto you that fear my name. What name? Shall the Son of Righteousness arise with healing in his wings, and you shall go forth and grip the staves of the strong, and you shall tread down the wicked. They shall be ashes under the soles of your feet. Revelation chapter 19, verse 11 to the end.
Amen.
1 Thessalonians 5 and 9. Because the word of God runs in continuity. Notice, for God hath not appointed us to wrath, but to attain salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Wherein again the righteous are separated from the wicked. As it says over in the book of Luke, chapter 17 and verses 28 to 13. Likewise also as it was in the days of Lot, they did eat, they drank, they bought, they sold, they planted, they built. But the same day that Lot went out of Sodom, it rained fire and brimstone from heaven, not on Lot, but on Sodom, and destroyed all but Lot and the two girls. Even thus it'll be in the day when the Son of Man is revealed.
Amen.
34 to 37, I tell you, in that night there shall be two in one bed, one taken, the other left. Two grinding together, one taken, one left. Two in the field, one taken, the other left. They answered and said, where, Lord? And he said, then wherever the body is. Wherever the body is. Brother Branham said, you're not feeding on the word of the man, you're feeding on the body word of the Lord Jesus Christ. Wherever the soma is, the life-giving word, the eagles are gathered together. But notice, one taken, one left. The one left was not an eagle.
Amen.
Right. Revelation 22. And also reading from the 10th verse on into that chapter. And he saith unto me, seal not the sayings of the prophecy of this book, for the time is at hand. Between Revelation 10 and 4, when the book was sealed up, between Revelation 22 and 10, it becomes unsealed. And wherein it says, seal it up, and don't you dare divulge it. Now it says, don't you dare seal it up, because it has been divulged. And Brother Branham said if the devil could get a hold of it, he would do irreparable damage. But he could not get a hold of it until it was put on tape, and the bride has the food stored up that's going to get her across the river. Now it says, for the time is at hand, that he that is unjust still. Filthy, filthy, still righteous, righteous, still holy, holy, still. And behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me. To give every man according as his work shall be. I am Alpha and Omega. I was there before the destruction of Sodom. I am here now for the destruction of the world. I was there in the days of Noah when the flood came. I am here now when the same flood of fire shall come upon the earth. Yes, sir, he's Alpha and Omega, the first and the last, the beginning and the end. He's all of it. Blessed are they who wash their robes. Don't put that in your Bible, to do his commandments. That's a terrible mistranslation. What can you do to influence God?
Amen.
I always thought God influenced us.
Amen.
They that wash their robes have the right to the tree of life and enter through the gates in the city, for without are male prostitutes and poisoners, traffickers in licentious women, murderers who kill men's souls, idolaters, caught up in the perversion of three gods, and whoever loveth the lie. What's left? Nothing worth taking. You will have also noticed that God appeared in human form to them and promised the covenant of Son to become flesh to them after the earth was cleansed from Sodom's fire, but not before. The seed of Abraham came on earth after Sodom. The royal seed can come only after the cleansing. Why should he come down before it?
Amen.
If Noah and his descendants, of whom all but Noah had already received a portion of serpent seed, because remember it said Noah was the only perfect man in his generation, and that word in the Bible is absolutely perfect genetically, is what it says, genetically perfect. He was the last true son of Adam who was the son of God. His wife and his children and their wives were perverted already. Now, if God cleansed the earth for that man Noah to come down, let me tell you flat, he'll cleanse the earth for my Jesus, the great man, to come down.
Amen.
And I'm not about to put my foot either on the filth. Hallelujah, I've had enough of it.
Amen.
I want to put my foot of feet upon the cleansed ground, which has been cleansed by the cleansing fire of Almighty God. And I want you to carefully note something about this great God, Elohim, that pertains to the royal seed of Abraham in the days of his flesh. So we're going to go here to the book of Luke and take scripture back and forth between Luke and Matthew. Now let's look at it, Luke 1:13-17. But the angel said unto him, fear not, Zacharias, for thy prayer is heard, and thy wife Elizabeth shall bear thee a son, and thou shalt call his name John, and thou shalt have joy and gladness, and many shall rejoice at his birth, and he shall be great in the sight of the Lord, and he shall drink neither wine nor strong drink, and he shall be filled with the Holy Ghost even from his mother's womb. And you tell me you know God? Here's a man full of the Holy Ghost from his mother's womb. You and I got to repent and go through everything else to get the Holy Ghost, and he already had it. And people sit back and think they can second guess God. Don't try it. That's why I say Brother Branham may come back with some ministry. I don't know. But if he does, it's going to be just like Jesus. He's going to tell us about the kingdom.
Amen.
You say, will he do something? I don't know. It's very possible he will, because I'm not going to second guess God. If John could have the Holy Ghost in his mother's womb. Oh, brother, sister. Don't try to second-guess God. They have the Holy Ghost in his mother's womb. Oh, what a promise. And then you people look around and say, God, where are my kids going to be in the rapture? Huh. God can raise up of these stones. God can give a child the Holy Ghost in his mother's womb. God can do anything that God wants to do.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. I'm glad God wants to do whatever he wants to do.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm a hard shell. I am positively wicked in my stand on grace. Not free spirit of lust or things. Just grace, grace, grace. I'm amazed at a great, amazing grace.
Yeah.
I'm going to be honest with you. I'm not putting on a sideshow up here. Tell you what's in my heart. Many of the children of Israel, listen, many of the children shall John turn to the Lord God of Israel. And John shall go before the Lord God of Israel in the spirit and power of Elijah to turn the hearts of the fathers to the children, even the disobedient to the wisdom of the just, to make ready a people prepared for the Lord. To make ready a people prepared? Mother, prepare the dinner that's ready. Oh, brother. What kind of language is that? The elect needed him.
Amen.
The elect needed him. The prepared vessels had to be made ready. Are you ready for that day, brother, sister? Well, hallelujah, brother. They don't hallelujah me, because I'm going to cut you right down, honey child. Without him sending John or Elijah, William Branham, you wouldn't be ready, period. Because he's Alpha and Omega, and this is the way he did it. There is no elect child of God who cannot accept what God does, period, not question mark.
Amen.
That's right.
You feel good?
Amen.
Mm. I feel great. I could just go home right now after just saying that much. And just sit there and just grin. Like Jack's mule that is eating buckberries. That's a southern expression. I don't know what it's all about, but it sure sounds good. Just grin. Haven't you ever done that? Just grin. I'm doing it now. Are you catching on? That is the holiest grin I can holily set forth holy. I just think how wonderful that is. John the Baptist, full of the Holy Ghost from his mother's womb, preceding the Lord God of Israel. And he's doing something for the elect, commissioned from God. And he's Alpha and Omega. See? Now, let's go to Matthew 3. And we're going to weave these back and forth with the help of the Lord. I say with the help of the Lord because oftentimes I write my notes and then I wonder why I wrote them. Now, you see, look, you're talking to an older fogey up here than you people realize. Now, so just bear with me. You see, so I'm going to get turned around because I figure God's going to help me. Already been turned around. I mean, not going to get turned back wrong way. Now, he says here in this third chapter, think not to say within yourselves, we've got Abraham to our father. For I say unto you, that's that prophet speaking, that God is able of these stones to raise up children of Abraham. In other words, he's saying, look, you are not a part of this act as pertaining to the initiation and the follow through. Shut up and sit down.
Amen.
God can bypass you and start all over again with rocks.
Amen.
That hurts my pride. They didn't like that. Now was the axe laid unto the root of the trees. That made him squirm. Therefore every tree which bringeth not forth good fruit is hewn down and cast away. And they said, now I think he's trying to tell us something. He's telling us that we're the bad trees. I indeed baptize you with water unto repentance, but he that cometh after me is mightier than I. Now who's coming after him? The Lord God of Israel.
Amen.
In flesh, whose shoes I am not worthy to bear. He shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and fire, whose fan is in his hand. 30 purges for, gathers wheat in the garner, and burn up the chaff with unquenchable fire. All right. Remember verse 12 of Matthew 3. Whose fan is in his hand, he who has the fan will thoroughly purge his floor, and he who has the fan, who thoroughly purges the floor, will gather his wheat into the garner, and he who has the fan in his hand, and he who will thoroughly purge his floor, and he who will gather his wheat into his garner, he will burn up the chaff of unquenchable fire.
Amen.
And it doesn't call his chaff either.
Is that right?
What does it? Doesn't say it's his chaff.
Right.
It says his wheat.
Amen.
All right. Verse 12 of Matthew 3 is Luke 1:17. And John shall go before the Lord God of Israel. John shall go before Elohim.
Praise God.
Who is Jesus Christ? Elohim.
here in Matthew 3, 12. He is separating the righteous from the wicked. Shall I destroy the righteous with the wicked, says Elohim? No.
Amen.
Then chaff is wicked. Now comes the cut. Chaff is Pentecost.
Amen.
Nice crowd here, but you can thin out any time you want. If you disagree, that's your business. You're entitled to go. You got your own thoughts. I'm not telling you to go.
Amen.
But I want you to know something. The supernatural God has supernatural ministries, has prophets who deal in the supernatural, and God is not to be fooled with.
Amen.
The Lord God of Israel said the righteous will not die with the wicked. He said, I will burn up the wicked. And the chaff is wicked. And the chaff is people. And within the chaff lies the righteous.
Amen.
But there's nothing in the chaff that has to do with the wheat, because the life has moved on.
Amen.
We must not let this escape us. So we go to Matthew 13. We go to verses 29 and 30. What is he doing and what is he about to do? You already forgotten my subject. You've already forgotten the subject is what is he doing? And you can say, what is he also about to do now that he's here doing it? I'm slow tonight on purpose. Don't have as many notes as last night, just make it seem as long, so you give me just as much credit. That was a lie. All right, you got the place, Matthew 13, 29, 30. But now this is about the wheat getting, the tares getting in with the wheat. Now this is not Hebrews 6, this is Matthew 13. But he said, nay, lest ye also lest while ye gather up the tares, ye root up also the wheat with them. No, he said, it's too early to do anything about it. But there's coming a time when he can. Let them both grow together until the harvest. And in the time of the harvest,
amen,
I will say to the reapers, gather ye together first the tares and bind them in bundles to burn them, but gather the wheat into the barn. My barn, pardon me. Gather the wheat into my barn. Why? Because it's his wheat. All right. We must not let this escape us. Matthew 3 and 12. Let's be, take our time, because I make a very bad mistake reading scripture back and forth so fast. Whose fan is in his hand, and he whose fan is in his hand will thoroughly purge his floor, and he whose fan is in his hand, who is thoroughly purging his floor, he will gather his wheat into the garner, but he will burn up the chaff of unquenchable fire. Let them both grow until the harvest together. And in the time of the harvest, I will say to the reapers, go out there and do something about the tares, which is gathering together and binding in bundles to burn them, but gather the wheat into my barn.
Amen.
No difference. Same thing. Now, verse 30 that I read, gather the wheat. Now I said here, at the time of the harvest, let them grow till harvest time come, they both become ripe. And when they're ripe, he said, we're going to gather, we're going to separate, we're going to burn one and the other. Now, in one place he says tares, one place he says chaff, it's the same thing. See? Now, remember, one group as of tares, the full life of what was in the seed has come to manifestation, but what's in the chaff, the life of God, has moved on. The dove has flown. No way does 13 and 30 obviate or no, 3 and 12 in any way, just because there's a little bit of different wordage. And 13 and 30 does not supersede 3 and 12 in any way, because one mentions the harvest, it is both the harvest, because that's when you gather wheat into the barn. What we are seeing here is that you cannot separate the wheat and the tares, you cannot separate the chaff from the wheat. Until a certain specific time, they absolutely are together, they grow together. Now watch, this is very clear in the book of Matthew, chapter 23, beginning at verse 34. Wherefore, behold, I send unto you prophets and wise men and scribes. Now here's what it is that happens to the wheat and the tares, and to the wheat and the chaff, because you burn up the chaff. Wherefore, behold, I send unto you prophets and wise men. A prophet is to whom the word is given. Wise men are those who can disseminate the word, and the scribes are those who can simply tell it. They don't talk about it. They just say, this is what is said. Brother Branham said to the fivefold ministry, break down what I've said and feed it to the people, and he turned to the congregation saying, say exactly what I say.
Amen.
It would be nice that everybody listened. Now listen, he said, I'm going to send you these people in that category. A prophet with a fivefold ministry and a good bunch of people in the pews. And some of them you'll kill and crucify. Some of them you'll scourge in your synagogues and persecute from city to city. That upon you may come all the righteous blood shed upon the earth, and the blood of righteous Abel, the blood of Zacharias, son of Zacharias, who slew between the temple and the altar. Verily I say unto you, all this shall come upon this generation, harvest time. O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, thou that killest the prophets. Yeah. And they did it screaming out, praises to God.
Amen.
Jerusalem that killeth the prophets, the most holy city, the most holy God, as Brother Branham brought out, you killed them. Stonest them which are sent unto thee. How often would I have gathered thy children together? How often would I have had a harvest of you? Identified you with myself as a first fruit. For that's what harvest is all about. A seed planted, and many more just like it. Gather thy children together even as a hen gathers her children. In other words, hover them. Shelter them, care for them, but you wouldn't. Behold, your house is left unto you desolate. In other words, it's all over. I'm going to terminate generations. And they were terminated, many of them. For I say unto you, you shall not see me henceforth, and you shall say, blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. Now you notice in there the wheat and the tares grow to the end. And that is logical because the chaff and the wheat inside the chaff grow to the end. Then and only then is there a harvest. So they are there right together. And I want to ask you a question. Who is it that takes the responsibility? God. He said, I am going to do it. And he tells you how it is done. It is a word prophet. And then with the word prophet comes a ministry. And under the ministry comes a people. So it is not too hard to understand how it is you go into all the world and preach the gospel. People scattered in order to bring the good word of God. So we see. God is present to gather his elect. But God has to have help. The help starts with the prophets.
Amen.
Then it spreads out. Remember, God and a prophet form the divine plan of dissemination of whatever word must come forth. It must come in that manner. Now, that is exactly how the prophet put it constantly from Revelation 10:1-7. Now, we're going to go into the quotes as I did last night, read the very same quotes because listen. Preachers phone me all the time. People phone me all the time. See, Brother Dale, did you read that one Brother Branham said about him being present? I could have pages, literally pages of quotes from the prophet wherein absolutely he sets forth the presence of God.
Right.
Elohim. In fact, you yourself know how that Brother Branham was quoting from John, the first chapter, and he sort of stumbled over it, but it got across anyway, when he said, in the beginning was Elohim, and Elohim was the Word, and the Word was Elohim. Well then, I don't care what people say about what became flesh. The prophet said, Elohim became flesh.
Amen.
All right. We read the quotes again, at least some. Today he's standing amongst us in the person of the Holy Spirit, manifesting himself more and more. And more coming into the church, making himself known. This is a quote that you must know and never let go, because it's the understanding with the appearing at the river in June the 11th, I believe it was 1933, that's when it started, coming more and more into the church via the Word. But it wasn't until the seals in 1963 in March that he came down with one foot on land and one on sea, the seals being opened with the clear identification that this was what it was all about, the revealed Word correcting the errors, taking up the loose ends until the Word was perfect. And today he is within the church. Number two, the Son of Man has already come from glory and is revealing himself for the past few years to this church in mercy. Now, the Son of Man is the ministry of him who became flesh upon earth, identifying himself, who he was, that they could say, this is that prophet.
Amen.
See? All right. You mean where it's found? Yeah, this one I'm reading now is found in, Will the Saints Go Through the Great Tribulation? The Father Word was doing God a service. Some might get disregarded the reference. Now, showing his great presence, doing the same things he did when he was here before the destruction. No, doing the same things he did when he was here on earth, revealing himself like he did to Abraham before the destruction. He has come now in mercy, revealing himself to the church. Now, notice, the Son of Man revealing himself and him revealing himself are actually two different things.
Yes.
Because one is manifestation and the other is explanation. Because always God does something, but he's got to have somebody there to explain it, because God's his own interpreter, and interpretation is manifestation, and you can see a manifestation and go plumb haywire with the manifestation.
Amen.
That's what those two signs did.
Yes.
The sign in the hand. The minute I saw it, I said, hold it. Now, I'm not a... Look, let's get this flat. Nevail is not a virtuous know-it-all. But I'm not here to bamboozle you and tell you lies, and don't you take me that way. When I saw that sign, I said, no way, there's something wrong with that sign. And I'll tell you why. Because Brother Branham said, see, the woman's got cancer. And then he said, it's in the liver. And I said, hold it. The voice that said it's in the liver obviates the necessity of a sign. Because if you've got a sign to tell you where cancer is, I mean, if you've got to have a voice to tell you where the cancer is, that the hand indicated, you don't need the sign in the hand, because the same voice will say cancer to the liver. Then Brother Brown categorically said that sign was to fool the people. Now, I'm not smart being up here. I just tell you, Lee Dale could see it, anybody could see it. I don't have 20/20 vision, except hindsight. He has come in mercy to reveal himself to the church. The next time he reveals himself, it'll be in judgment on a world of nations that forgot God. Third, taken from Christ the Mystery. The headship is here. Headship in the Scripture means position of head chief, chief authority, leadership, supremacy. Look under leadership, page 26 and 3. The headship is here. Amen. So let it be, but most people won't let it be. Christ the risen Lord is here in the same power of his resurrection that he ever was manifesting himself. Souls in prison, now we know that Christ is here. Maybe you don't see him with your eyes, but through vision I tell you, he is here. Breach. When the seals are broken, the mystery is revealed, down comes the angel, the messenger of Christ, setting his foot on land and sea with a rainbow over his head. Now, who had the rainbow? The one on the throne. Now, remember, the seventh angel or messenger is on earth at the time of his coming. His coming? Yeah? Souls in prison, the seventh seal brings him back to earth. Now, you can take that either way, physical or spiritual. Now, pardon me, first seal. Because the seventh seal, there was silence. No one knew. That was the minute. Or our place would come as revealed it to us. You catch what he said? Nobody knew it would be as he revealed it. Has he revealed the putting coming down in the physical? No. And what did he reveal? Nice to think, isn't it? Even if you think wrong, it's good to think. At least we're thinking. We're not thinking wrong. Yeah. After almost 2,000 years, God has visited again. Doing a service. Elijah of this day is the Lord Jesus Christ. He has come according to Luke 17:30. He's the Son of Man that's to reveal himself amongst his people. Not a man, God. But it will come to a prophet. Who will come to a prophet? God in the Revelation. Then who's God to the people? Poor people get so touchy over this. Isn't anybody that can admit or even dare to believe that Almighty God filled him with the Holy Ghost, whatever that means? You know what that means? Same thing it says in the Bible, the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the deep. What's the Spirit of God? God is a Spirit. Then what's the Spirit of a Spirit? Simply trying to tell you God is Spirit moved upon the face of the deep. God gave you a part of his Spirit. Then you say a Spirit, then you say a prophet could not contain God. Where's your thinking? You've denied your very hope of the rebirth. Right? Come on, we're not kids anymore. Let's be men and women to honor. Sure. All right. Future home, the headstone coming into the body. The headstone coming into the body. Coming into the body? Now that's not coming unto him, that's into him. He doesn't come into us when we meet him in the earth. He's on top. Finished. Coming into his body. He is here with us. And that's why this time about the capstone hasn't come down. You know why it hasn't come down to some people? Because that's going to be the big shot.
Just hold yourself down, boy. You're going to get sarcastic right here. Leadership. That life is present here tonight. That's right. The Holy Spirit is here. It's Christ in spirit form. His spirit, the anointing is here.
Oh, man. Feast of Trumpets. Now, how it said that he shall appear in the last days is to bring the people back to the Word. So the bride will know her husband, her mate, the revealed Word. It had better. The Logos died for the bride.
Amen.
Question answers. 103. When this Holy Spirit that we have, now listen, this is the quote I wanted to give, I think, Brother George today. But man, then. When this Holy Spirit that we have becomes incarnate to us. Now look at, he's already incarnated in us by the baptism with the Holy Ghost per se as a son. But this Holy Ghost that we have in the fullness amongst us now becomes incarnated to us. The one that's in our midst now in the form of the Holy Spirit becomes incarnate to us in the person of Jesus Christ with time and King of Kings. Theology. Shalom. Shalom.
Don't be worried. Or don't worry. That's a southern expression, I guess. Don't worry. Jesus is here. God explained that to these Canadians. Something you know what you said. Jesus is here. He is here today manifesting himself, doing the same things he did then, just the same, doing the very same things. And is among us today, he showed himself here with us in truth and vindicated his word.
Lives now in the form of the Holy Spirit, becomes incarnate to us in the person of Jesus Christ, will crown him King of Kings. Theology. Shalom. Shalom.
Don't be worried. Or don't worry. That's a southern expression, I guess. Don't worry. Jesus is here. God explained that to these Canadians because I come from the North Mission.
Jesus is here. He is here today manifesting himself, doing the same things he did then, just the same, doing the very same things. And is among us today, he showed himself here with us and proved and vindicated his work. Stature. In the evening time it shall be light. I love this. That's when comes Christ, the Holy Spirit, Jesus comes down. Now right away, it sounds like he's talking about three different persons. He's not. He's using appellations, that's all. You understand appellations, that's what gives the light. All right, comes Christ, Holy Spirit, Jehovah Savior, that's Elohim, comes down, sets himself at the head of the church. Then he will resurrect the church being his own body. Rapture. Listen to this one. When you see, and he said this in Yuma to businessmen. That's when Brother Branham said, he said the shout is the message, the voice is the resurrection, the trumpets are catching up to the wedding supper. And I said in my heart, Brother Branham, I've heard you say a lot of things, but this is, I don't know that I can take this. And something inside made me say, when was he ever wrong? And I said, that's right, he never was wrong. So the shout is the message, and the voice is the resurrection, and the trumpet is the rapture. That ended it. I'm a believer. Kind of slow sometimes. When you see God come from the heaven, stand before groups of men, stand there and declare himself as ever he did. That's the truth. And this Bible opened before me. He was saying it's right here in the Word. All right. Supersign. No, readership. That's right. The Holy Spirit's here. It's Christ in spirit form. His spirit, the anointing is here. Supersign. I like this one. There will be a bride just as certain as I'm standing in this pulpit. I say, amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Everybody say that. There'll be a bride that's washable. Amen. Sing it, brother. But watch this. And that Lamb will be living amongst them, showing super signs of his resurrection after 2,000 years.
God.
The same thing he did when he was here on earth. He's here, see?
Amen.
See, they're not going to go to the place where he's here. Now, he's in me, hallelujah, but he's not here. You see, this is a fallacy. This is where the Branham people got off beat even before he died. So just as soon as he died, a young man with nonsense and insanity stood up and threw people, and he said, nobody has the Holy Ghost, and let them know they'd have to come to him. He said, I've got to take right now what he preached in a certain church, and he said, I have followed the prophet for 10 years, and I have heard he take 12 hours a day, and anybody that tells you the baptism with the Holy Ghost and the new birth is one and the same thing doesn't know what he's saying. And the whole church screamed, amen, the same church I was in that preached Brother Branham's sermon that he told me to preach. absolutely contrary. And if you want to know the truth, the next day Brother Branham must have had that tape that night, because I met him in his presence. He took me in his arms and hugged me. He said, "Doc, you might have thought you preached some sermons in your day, but that's your masterpiece up to date. Now, if I'm a liar, I'll meet you at the judgment, and you'll judge me. And if I'm telling the truth and you disbelieve, you're going to be in my hands, because I'm going to be sitting there with him." And you say, "Brother Ben, you put it strong." I put it strong because I mean it strong. I'm not fooling anymore. I don't say this with disrespect. If you don't know who you believe, I do. If you're not born again, let me put it flat, I am. If you don't have the form and reign together, I have.
Amen.
You say, you prove something, you prove a habit.
Amen.
The evidence of the Holy Ghost is believing this word and standing with it.
Amen.
They said to Jesus, "You deny what you are." And he said, "Now, if I do, I'm a liar just like you. I'm not calling anybody a liar, but let you know where my stand is. You're not here to fool." Now listen, discerning of spirits. We'll let that go for a minute. Leadership. Praying, "O great leader, get great Holy Spirit before you take your flight into the skies with your church. Feast of trumpets, Jesus, the Son of God, revealing himself by the Scripture, making that Scripture that had been predestinated to this day like it was to that day and all of the days lived, and believe it as the evidence of the Holy Spirit, righteousness." Feast of trumpets again. We know that he's with us. We believe that. You see his word made manifest by photographs, by Scripture, by declarations from heaven on earth, earth. Everything else he said, not one time did it fail. Quotes that he is here. All right? To deny his presence is to deny everything we believe about a prophet at the end time. Because he categorically said concerning the seventh seal, Revelation 10:1-7 is the seventh seal. And he said when Revelation 10 and 1 is on earth, the seventh church age messenger prophet is on earth at the same time. And if William Branham was here, and he was here, and if he was a prophet of God and those photographs are not lies, then he, Elohim, was here and is here. Because the dead have not been raised, and he's here to raise the dead. There are so foolish of men in this message who turn around and say, "Well, look here, Brother Branham spoke the words that's going to get him out of the grave." Let me tell you that God will get Brother Branham out of the grave, and God is here to get him out of the grave. Because the supernatural is amongst us does not mean we go insane. It means we get the mind of God.
Amen.
The whole world goes insane but the brain. He's here at the end time. But let us get to our subject. Why is God present?
Amen.
Why is he present? Number one, he is here to raise the dead. In the evening time it shall be light. That's when comes Christ, the Holy Spirit. Jesus comes down and sets himself at the head of the church. And Brother Branham categorically said it takes the miracle ministry of Jesus Christ himself to bring the head down. In other words, that ministry must absolutely indicate and vindicate that he who is coming is God himself. The ministry sets it up as to proof and identification. Then he comes down. That's why he came down in the seals into the fullness of the church in March 1963. All right, evening time it shall be light. That's when comes Christ, the Holy Spirit. Jesus comes down, sets himself at the church. Then he will resurrect the church, being his own body, statue for man. All right, he is here to raise the dead. Now that's true, very true.
Praise God.
The scripture for it is found over here in the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 15. Now this is not old hat, though I'm repeating a lot of things. A lot of people think it's old hat and say, "Brother Dale, I tell you what, why don't you give us something new? I tell you why don't you respond in your faith?"
Amen.
A little tough, but that's all right. I'm going to bite you. All right. Here it is in chapter 15 of 1 Corinthians, now verse 12. "If Christ be preached that he rose from the dead, how say some among you there is no resurrection of the dead?" Now those people had the message preached that there's a resurrection. They preached it themselves and they didn't believe it. Now tonight, I hope there's nobody here that acquiesces in themselves that he is here, and yet they deny it actually. Look, look at friends. I am not a preacher who desires amens because I teach. And a lot of expression in the congregation throws me off, because I fear that someone does not catch what I am saying, because there's too many, you know, exclamations out here. But look at, amening or not, the thing is, you can understand in a certain way and say, yes, I acknowledge that He is here. But do you really know that He is here? See, this is the thing we're talking about. Are you sold and satisfied? Jesus said, the kingdom of God is in the midst of you. And He said, the kingdom cometh not with observation. He said, it can be right here and you can't see it. It's under your nose. It takes a revelation.
Amen.
Now He said, don't run here and don't run there, because you take your nose with you. So if it's under your nose here, there's no use you putting your nose over there, because you won't see it over there if you can't see it under your nose here.
Yes.
Now that's just easy preaching to let you know what's going on. He's here. The prophet said, look, you can't see it with your eyes, but I'm telling you He's here. I'm proving He is here. I don't believe He's here. I know He's here. I know He is here. No way about it. Now, if there be no resurrection of the dead, then Christ is not risen. And if Christ be not risen, then our preaching is vain, and your faith is also vain. Now let's watch very careful. And yea, and we are found fault witness to God, because we testify to God that He raised up Christ, whom He raised not up, if so be the dead rise not. Now listen carefully. For if the dead rise not, then is not Christ raised. And if Christ be not raised, your faith is vain. You're yet in your sins. They also which are fallen asleep in Christ are perished. If in this life only we have hope in Christ, we are of all men most miserable. But watch. But now is Christ risen from the dead. Now, and become the first fruits of them that slept. Now watch. For since by man came death, by man came also the resurrection from amongst or from the dead. Now listen. For as in Adam all die, even so in Christ shall all be made alive. But hold it. I'll tell you when. Every man in his order. Christ the first fruits. Afterward, they that are Christ at His presence. Now listen, He's got to be here to raise the dead. He's got to be present to raise the dead. Now, a lot of you folk would just love to have a resurrection. You'd love to settle the question. When Brother Branham come back, what is he really going to do? What is the tent all about? Make you happy, doesn't it? What makes me happy? No dice unless He's here to raise the dead.
Amen. That's right.
You want to be in the resurrection? You want to see your loved ones? Sorry. If He's not here, no dead come up.
Amen. Right.
Now that's the Bible. I can prove it to you. I am the resurrection and the life.
Amen.
He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. You got to stay with the Word. Now, a little further. No, that's it. Every man in his order. Christ the first fruits. Afterward, they that are Christ at his presence. In other words, His coming down here on earth. Now notice, God is present to raise the dead, because God is the only one who raises the dead. Peter said in Acts the 3rd chapter, verse 15, I believe it is, he said, God raised up the one that you killed. Paul over in Acts 26, he said, you think it's a thing incredible that God should raise the dead? He said over there in the same 26th chapter, why, he said, I'm called in because it's over the fact that God raises the dead. And I want to ask you a question. Who raises the dead?
Amen.
I want to ask you, who raised Jesus Christ? I want to ask you. God raises him. Elohim raises him. See? You can't get by. It's just that simple. Now let us think of something here. Abraham and Sarah were not dead. They were alive. But they needed a change of the body, or the Son could not come on the earth. They were alive with God present just before the fire fell. God present before the warrior Son of David comes back to take His earth and sit upon His throne. And when He does, He is Elohim incarnated. You know, I hope you're feeling in your heart what I'm feeling. But He just suddenly becomes so big in my heart. What a big God we serve. What a wonderful God. You know, look at Brother Sitchin. Let me tell you something in vernacular. I always use vernacular because I'm a gutter preacher. The deck has been stacked against the devil. He's not going to win a hand. No way, shape, or form. All right. We go to 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. Now let's look at this. This is beautiful, very simple. Brother Branham taught on it. I take what he taught, put in my own words. Verse 13, I would not have you ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep, that you sorrow not as even others which have no hope. Now listen, they were crying and moaning. They didn't have the answer. They were wondering. He said, look, I'm going to tell you. If we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so them also which sleep in Jesus will God bring forth with him. Now that's simple. If you believe that, it's settled, it's finished. Faith is so simple, everybody stumbles over it. I do myself. Brother Branham complained himself. He talked to me one day and he said, Lee, he said, I don't know. He said, if God's got to put me in a tube, he said, he's just got to make me do things. Lee, why can't I simply step out in faith? I said, Brother Branham, if I had your ministry, I would find it 10 times harder than I have it now, because God doing things without even your permission or your knowing or anything, and you see them being done. I said, no wonder you're in that position. Absolutely. But he kept schooling himself to get into a position whereby his own faith reached out. Now he says right here, so simple, if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so them also who sleep in Jesus will God bring with them. Let me show you something else. If we don't believe it, then God can't bring them forth. You see, I don't believe that, Brother Bill. I'm going to tell you why. He said, you made the commandments of God void in your behalf. I'm not saying God won't bring them forth, or God will bring them forth, but to the people who don't believe it, God won't bring them forth.
Amen.
They've had it. So what about the end time? If the word is vindicated, where do you stand? If the prophet said the prophets are God to the people, then why does somebody want to switch it around to make their eensy-feensy own little way? Ha! That was a nasty crank. But it's good for us. Don't think I have any trouble with some of these things. I had trouble with the stature of perfect men because I looked at myself and I said, forget it. Max sort of refused to believe anything about it, except generally speaking, he said it. One day I said, hold it, boy, you better face up, because it's true whether you believe it or not.
Yes.
So I said, glory to God, and look at it. That's a three-way mirror I talked about. 20 years of age, looked in a three-way mirror, and I stood and I saw my nose and everything, and it had a traumatic effect. I went into shock. One day when I was about 50, I looked in the mirror and I said, hey, you don't look half bad, kid. Since I look half good here. I looked at the statue of perfect man. I said, wonderful. You know, just come on, it's simple.
Yes, amen.
Right.
Now, here, for we send you, but this we say, thus saith the Lord, word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain unto the presence of the Lord, that's when he raises it in, shall not take a preeminence over them which are asleep. Now, Brother Branham used the word prevent, which is true in this respect. It is very true. We shall not prevent. Because, you see, we could prevent in our own minds and thinking, hey, I'm a preeminent person. When he's here, and the dead haven't seen him because they're in the other place that Brother Branham saw, and he is here, unveiled before us, we say, oh, look at me, look at me. Oh, no. He, look at him.
Yeah.
I like that. That's better than that three-way near hell. Hallelujah. Oh, and I ought to know because I'm involved.
Amen.
Yes, sir. For the Lord himself shall come down from heaven. Johnny, get off that ladder. Up at the very top of the roof. Takes 3 rungs down. I'm down, mommy.
Get down off of that ladder.
2 more steps down. I'm down, mommy. That's your theologian.
Yeah.
They say descended, he's up in the air. Come on.
Amen.
I'm not very smart, but I'm not an idiot.
Amen.
Zacchaeus, come down. I'm already down, because I'm not a very high. My fangs are not lowered, nor are my claws unsheathed. My voice is my only weapon, and I intend to use it if somebody's wrong. Presence is here.
Amen.
I lived in an apartment for years. I lived upstairs and people lived downstairs. And as long as they were downstairs, they weren't present with me. And while I was upstairs, I wasn't present with them.
Amen.
Oh, brother, sister. No wonder Brother Branham said education has no place and theology has less than any place. The Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, trump of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first, and we which are alive and remain shall be caught together with them in the clouds to meet thee, Lord, in the air, so shall we ever be with the Lord. You say, well, how can that be done? Very simply. The Lord said unto my Lord, sit down my right hand, let me make enemies thy footstool. God himself, Elohim, comes here. Then when that spirit's amongst us, incarnates himself, we are caught up to meet that one that is the lily to the valley, the rose to Sharon, the bright and morning star, Elohim, Almighty God, the immortal one in flesh. Yes, sir, brother, sister, the living and the dead are spoken of in verse 4, the 13th verse. And in verse 15, we are told that God is present to raise the dead, but with whom is he present? Not with the dead. They are not yet raised. He has descended amongst the living. He is present with them and appearing to them. What is he doing? What is he doing? We turn again to Matthew chapter 13 and verse 30, the last part, gathering the wheat into the barn.
Yes.
We turn again to 2 Thessalonians, the second chapter, the first verse. We beseech you, brethren, by the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, even by our gathering together unto him. His presence gathering us. He said, I would gather you. I tried to gather you. I sent word prophets. And they laid it on the line, and I sent other men who could handle the word and those who could just simply tell it as it was. And you scourged them, you killed them, you wouldn't take them. I wanted to gather you. I told you how I do it. But you won't listen. You've got your own theology. You've made the promises of God void to you. Depart, ye workers of iniquity. I don't have any place for you. I've never known you. Now be real careful. This is before Sodom. Before Revelation 19 and the sword of fire. Thus God is not here in the flesh of the Logos made flesh, but only in the Spirit and working through his reapers, even the prophets, the wise men and the scribes. None are left out. All can be soul winners unto God. But how does the prophet gather them? He gathers them by the word. In John 13 and 20, here he is speaking of, verily, verily, say unto you, he that receiveth whomsoever I send receiveth me, and he that receiveth me receiveth him that sent me. He said, I sent prophets, and you killed them. Behold, I send unto you prophets. Why don't you receive them? You see what I'm saying? Are you getting the scripture together? Shall I go over it again? I'm going to go over it again. We are not going to lose the thought. We are going to learn, because that is why we are here. Listen to me. Behold, I send unto you prophets and wise men. O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, you that killed the ones I sent unto you, how often would I have gathered you? I will send reapers into my vineyard. God will do it. God has to be there, but he's got to have a manifestation. Sends prophets and those that believe the prophets. Fivefold ministry and those that are the lady. Call them whatever you will. Everybody has a part in it. Everybody who takes the word out under any condition whatsoever, take it out, take it out. The gospel of this kingdom must be preached at the end time. What is the gospel of the kingdom? The kingdom of God is in the midst of you. He's here. He's here. But you're going to be followed. You think the gates of hell won't come against you, brother, sister. Get in my shoes for a while and you'll find out.
Amen.
And I find it very easy at this point to what it could be.
Yes.
Too true. What then is our gathering together unto him but by means of a message? So the Lord descends from heaven with a shout, which is a message, and the shout is not said to be the voice of the shout is not said to be the actual voice of the one who descends. That is true. The Greek disclaims it. It is not the voice of the descending one that is heard. I'll tell you about it. Last year, I'd been down at Easter service with Brother Bell. Harold Marconda was there. In my heart, I felt all kinds of time, but I felt jittery. I had made no more appointments. I said, maybe I'll go across and see Doc Cash because I didn't get to see him last time. I had to hurry by his house. I'll maybe go see him. And I said to Harold, Harold, you've got a lot of time in your hands. We can go together. He said, sure, I'll fly back from New Orleans back to Tucson. But I couldn't get rest concerning it. And I said, no, I don't know. I kind of feel to go to Jeffersonville. I just kind of feel to go to Jeff. I couldn't shake it. Sunday morning, I said, I can't help it. And Jack's here as a witness because he would figure that's old. He can't make his mind up. And Jack was right. I couldn't make my mind up. I was being cut too many ways. Finally, I said, no way, no way, no way. I am going to Jeffersonville. I have got to go. I'm going to see Sister Branham. We're going to visit because this is it. So, Harold goes home. I go up to Jeffersonville. I make it in 1.5 days. And I go to the motel, and they said, how long are you going to stay? I said, I've got to get here, out of here Thursday morning. That's the lady. She's very nice. She said, that's very good. She said, otherwise we'd throw you out. And I thought that's a pretty nice joke. So I grinned, and I said, well, why are you going to throw me out? She said, don't you know that the Kentucky Derby's on? I was caught down there one time before that. We didn't have to sleep in Brother Branham's bed. I don't know too much about Derby since I quit betting the horses a long, long time ago. And I don't mind seeing a race. That's all right. Kind of a bit of a sport. And so I grinned and I said, well, great. And I thought to myself, wasn't the Lord nice? Because the Lord knew that I wouldn't have a place if I came up in the week. I wouldn't have a place to stay. That wasn't that sweet of the Lord. I got very happy about it. Then we went to see Sister Branham. And the more we talked, the happier we got. We began talking about things. So I said to her, me, I want to ask you a question. You were down there on the river that day when that cloud came whizzing down. I said, did you see the pillar of fire? She said, no, Brother Bale. We were always taught to be very obedient to Brother Branham. And when he quickly said, bow your heads, I bowed my head, and I did not see anything. Oh, I said, oh. Oh, she said, but, she said, I heard the words that he said as John the Baptist, you know, preceded the first coming of the Lord Jesus Christ, so your message will go before the second coming. And she said, but you know what, Brother Bale? When I went, I talked to Brother Bill, I said, Bill, I heard what was said, but she said, Bill, that was your voice that said it. And he said, he looked at me kind of quizzically like, you know, you that put off way you'd have it, just kind of grin and walk on. I said, Meany, let me tell you something. I said, that was Bill's voice. Amen. But that was the start of the shout, yeah, by the descent of God.
Amen.
Listen, I said, it wasn't, the scripture does not say it was the voice of the one that descended. It said he used the voice. And I said, remember what Brother Branham said, and I had my Bible, I think, at that time. I was able to show her. He said, I was just the voice, not against my better judgment. I wanted to smell like a skunk by skinning skunks. Preachers ought to smell like sheep by being with sheep. Sheep ought to smell like shepherds by being with shepherds. And we ought to smell like the lily of the valley about now and the rose of Sharon because he's here. Yeah. That's what the songs of Psalm is all about. He's a sweet odor to my nostrils. Smell those apples. Smell those roses. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Oh, brother, sister. So we talked quite a long time. There are certain things we talked about that it wouldn't be right to tell you. But I know that in her heart, and I'd already seen on her face the same thing as where I saw in Brother Branham, that change. And we were so happy that Sister Branham had come to a rest and a peace. There was nothing about her that was vindictive or any way critical, though God knows she would have had opportunity and reason to be that way. She was a sweet old meaty we knew years ago. And we were so happy. And we talked about Brother Branham exactly who he was, and she seemed so happy when we talked about it. And then right after that, we went home, and she died. And then I knew that that urge in my heart was not for the Kentucky Derby, but it was truly this, that had I gone later in the week and there was no room, I'd have gone home and said, look, Allison, it's only 4 hours down here. We'll go home and come back another 4 hours. We never would have seen you. I'm talking about an eyewitness and a woman that heard that day when that pillar of fire came down, and the voice of the one that descended was the voice of William Branham. Then you try to tell me that the prophet is not God to the people. They pick your own prophet, your own God. Amen. You say, Brother Bale, you're mean. I've got a right to be mean. I've got a right to be rough because I'll not be 1 billionth up as the God that gave this nation the opportunity to repent. And they turned him down because I do not have in my hands the atomic bomb or the flame of Almighty to destroy and to incinerate to a crisp, neither leaving root nor branch. There'll be no history after today.
Amen.
All right, listen. The shout is the message, the gathering together. And we're taking lots of time. Some people said you should have preached longer last night. You're going to regret it tonight. Chapter 25 of Matthew, verses 1 to 13. Then shall the kingdom of heaven be likened unto 10 virgins which took their lamps and went forth to meet the bridegroom. Now let's understand this word heaven simply means elevated place. And Brother Branham used a beautiful expression. He said dimension. Seven dimensions. Seven heavens. Some people say a dimension. It simply means that an elevated dimension we're looking at. All right. Esoterical and yet fundamental. They took their lamps and went forth to meet the bridegroom. Now, this is the opening sentence, and here we're going to find out about what it's all about. Five wise, five foolish. Foolish took their lamps and took no oil with them. The wise took oil in their vessels with their lamps. The bridegroom tarried, they all slumbered and slept. Now, what happened here? The oil ran out of the Word. The light wasn't in the Word anymore. That's what's wrong with those foolish virgins. See? Now, they'll quote you word left and right. They'll have the charismatic just right. They'll have the virtue just right. They'll have the everything just right. But they're still wrong. Because the life went out of the Word. See, Brother Branham told it correctly. The book of life, the Lamb's book of life, is like a seed planted. And as the life comes up, it leaves behind the carrier, but there's got to be a seed, and the seed is the first resurrection, part one and two. Because there are two parts. One part's already been over, Old Testament saints, now comes new. And while you're thinking about it, the two witnesses get in on it. And while you're still thinking, the 144,000 become a part of it, their first fruit. So don't stereotype your thinking, just sit there and think. Relax. And enjoy the scenario. Brother Branham called it a panoramic, just enjoy the scenario. You see? All right, the life had gone out of it. They had the same word, that's what Brother Branham said. What is this? Hold it. Oh, we are going to enjoy ourselves, I hope. Because sometimes I only hope and I mess you up. Because I got to find this. I write a lot of things down and, oh, brother. Now, it's in my Bible here. And, sorry about your tapes running out. Our message is no different. It's the same message you've heard all your life, only something more has been revealed to it. This message is the same message Luther presented, or preached the same message Pentecost preached, only something added to it. What it is the revealing of the seals. What them reformers left off, that's been made known in this day, could not be known then. What's the message of Philip? See, question and answers. Okay, I was reading over here. Now, see, they had their message. It's the same message, the same word, but the life has moved out. It's gone on. Now, the bridegroom tarried and slumbered slept. At midnight there was a cry made, behold the bridegroom. Cross that word out cometh. That word cometh is not there. He is already here. How can you behold something that's not here? How would you folk like to behold my sister? She's 78 years old and as spry as a donkey. How are you going to behold her? She's not here. Or how would you like to behold my socks? Nobody can see my socks. You're here, but you can't see them. I can show you my socks, no big deal. You feel what I'm saying? How are you going to behold if he's not here to behold? All right, behold him. Behold the bridegroom. Come out to meet him.
Amen.
Let's get acquainted. How's she going to know her mate? This is her mate. How's she going to know him?
Amen.
Can't see him, but you can. And she can see by hearing. Because in 1 Samuel 3, hearing is called a vision.
Yes. Yes.
Not a funny God, not a stupid God. God is God. He does things his own way. Behold him. Come on, meet him. All the virgins rose from their lamps. Tell me, when the foolish virgin went seeking oil, was it before Brother Branham or after? After. The presence of the Lord was with Brother Branham. The visible manifestation of God in signs and wonders was all with Brother Branham, absolutely, and everything caught fire from that time on, and the revival has never ceased.
Amen.
False anointed got a revival too.
Right.
I'm going to tell you something, the revival's in the bride. I don't care what your friends say in this message, count Lee Vale out. I can be as popular as a skunk at a garden party and care less. He is here. The two reigns have come together. I can see him. And I've never loved him like I love him today. I can hear him. You say, Brother Vale, hold it. Brother Branham said otherwise. No, he didn't. He said completely communion was two people talking together. He walks with me and he talks with me and he tells me I am his own. And he took away all fear and all guilt. See, how'd he do it? I really don't know. I'm just glad that he did it.
Amen.
They arose and the foolish said, give us of your oil. Has there been a time when you'd like to have what somebody else had in the Holy Ghost? Sure, but you can't get it from that person. Join the Pentecostals, talk in tongues. Be charismatic. No problem. God said you can have it, you can do it. Sure, then he said you would do it. I don't mean you here, people. I mean it would be done. He said so. I'll pour my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and upon my sons and my daughters upon the spirit. And they'll prophesy, two groups of people.
Yeah.
One false anointed correctly, one true anointed correctly. One anointed to the Word, and one not anointed to the Word.
Amen.
The life is in the Word.
Amen.
The measure of the Holy Spirit is the measure of the Word. Give us your oil. Our lamps are gone out. Yeah. You know, let's get this straight. I don't care what group of people you talk to. Today. Oh, we had that ourselves years ago. Hey, hold it. No, don't hold it. Because I haven't gotten this Bible. It's another Bible. I wanted to read you what Sauer's history said, and he's the great authority on Martin Luther. It's in the Church Age book. It said Martin Luther was a prophet and a speaker in tongues and an interpreter. He had it all, Lutherans, but it leaked out. Westerns had it. Leaked out. Pentecost had it. It leaked out. And God said, I'll confound them all. I'll let them all have it. But didn't get down inside. It was a manifestation of a gift. And Brother Branham said, if I give you my pen, I do not give you myself. I give you a gift. Jack Bell gave me that. Norman Lee gave me that. I never got them. Who'd want them? Thank you for the gifts. Hardly. I could afford to feed those two guys. Sometimes it takes a little foolishness, as it were, to get a point across. Well, do you see the boys with me? I'm gone. Gifts are gifts. Got the gifts, thank you, boys. Love them gifts. But I'm going to tell you something. If I had to lose either the gifts or the givers, I'd throw 1,000 pens in the fire, so I'd have my brothers. Yeah, both good kids. The wise answer is saying, no way. Lest there not be enough for us and you. You know something? God may be omniscient and omnipotent, but he's not universal. There's not enough God. There isn't enough God. There just isn't. For both the non-elect and the elect. You can say what you want, but there isn't. There's not enough Holy Ghost allotted. It just isn't, because right here, there's nothing you can do about it. The child said, no way we can give you anything or we wouldn't have enough ourselves. And you see, God started it, and God stopped it. And we'll talk about these things at time gone. Just keep in your seats. If you're a little tired, you can even stand up. Don't walk around. Just stand up and sit down quietly. And I'll just read my notes and pretend I don't see it. He said, no way. Go and buy for yourselves. Go to them that sell and you buy. They went to buy, and the bridegroom came. In other words, too late. Now you see, we're beholding and the coming. What's going to happen to those that were too late? Fire. See? While they went to buy, the bridegroom came. They were ready when the marriage, and the door was shut. They came later saying, "Lord, Lord, open this door." And this is what Dr. Hoyer, I consider the world's greatest interpreter of the Bible because of his ability in the Greek, the Hebrew, and so on. He said, "Truly I say unto you, I used to know you as my wife, but I don't know you as my wife anymore." The divorce. Amen. Watch therefore, if you know not neither the day nor the hour of the Son of Man coming. All right. The gathered ones have come out or been separated. The wise from the foolish and the tares. Right? Both foolish and tares. Have beheld him, that's the wise, are full of the Holy Spirit, miss the great tribulation, they go to the wedding supper. That is why Brother Branham used Amos 3, 6, and 7 so often. Shall the trumpet be blown in the city, and the people not be not afraid? Shall there be evil in the city, and the Lord hath not done it? Surely the Lord God will do nothing, but he revealeth his secrets unto his servants the prophets. The lion hath roared, seven thunders, who will not fear? The Lord hath spoken, who can but prophesy? All right. He is present to raise the dead. We saw that. We also saw he is present to gather the living.
Yes.
All right, here it is. And how it said that he shall appear in the last days is to bring the people back to the word so the bride will know her husband, her mate, the revealed word. See?
Yes.
All right? He is present to gather the living. We looked into it. Furthermore, number three, he is here to change the living to immortality. That is 1 Corinthians 15:49. Now, Paul said here, preaching on the resurrection, the people then would say, "Well, Brother Paul, does everybody have to die in order to be in the resurrection?" And he said, "No, you can get your change apart from dying and being raised from the dead." Now, in verse 49, in chapter 15, 1 Corinthians, "And as we have borne the image of the earthy, we shall also bear the image of the heavenly," speaking to a people living. Do you know tonight, if you're born again, that you are going to be exactly like Jesus Christ in the flesh?
Amen.
And you know, that sounds... Verse 49, chapter 15, 1 Corinthians. "And as we have borne the image of the earthy, we shall also bear the image of the heavenly," speaking to a people living.
Amen.
Do you know tonight, if you're born again, that you are going to be exactly like Jesus Christ in the flesh?
Amen.
And you know, that sounds... Let me put it this way. You know, Johnny stands... I don't know who Johnny is, but forget it. He's like me. He stands here and he knows there's a bully down there. He said, "Boy, I tell you, that kid better not smart me. I'll punch him in the gut, sock him in the gut, and I'll fix him. Because he's 3 blocks down the road." Then Johnny sees the bully and, "How'd you do? How'd you do?" You know, it's easy to talk about being changed to his likeness. But do you really believe it? When it comes to the showdown, are you convinced? Or are we a bunch of Johnnies?
Yeah, brother.
Now I'm talking in terms of reality, because what I said down at Brother Bell's, I'll repeat here in every church. I preach for results. That you cannot sit in my meetings any longer and not be changed. Not throwing you a challenge. That's how I believe the Word of God.
Amen.
You say, "Dale, who do you think you are? It's none of your business who I think I am," is what the prophet said. That's right. It's what the Word of God said and what he's done. I never believed that Lee Dale would ever have what the prophet had. Without fear, without guilt. But I saw what no man living saw, and I can prove it because it's not even on a tape. And nobody saw what I saw on his face. You see, you're trying to tell that you can look on our faces? I didn't say that. I'm telling you, you cannot listen to this word because it's the word of the same prophet that I follow that changed me, that changed him.
Amen.
And if you think I'm kidding, you talk to Nelson Guy what happened in his church. Don't talk to me about ours. I'm not here to tell, but I said his church would never be the same.
Amen.
But it hasn't been Nelson, you know it. You say, "What did you come in and do a new thing in Nelson's church?" No, I merely come behind him. He was the pastor. It's already started to be done. But I knew when God told me to preach it, I was going to preach another series entirely. And I had to tell him what I tell people. When you hear this, you'll never be the same again.
Amen.
and they're not the same again.
True. True.
If you can hear this word on the lips of any man, being the true word of God as vindicated by a prophet or shown by Almighty God, you cannot remain what you are.
Amen.
For God will raise up stones.
Amen. Amen. I'm
not hearing myself. Never told you to follow Lee Vail. I've told you not to listen to him. I have nothing to tell you, but this is the word of God that
Amen.
I'm telling you. As we have borne the image of the earthy. Well, are you in the image of the earthy? The question is now, are you ready for the heavenly? Now I said, Johnny can boast pretty much. But what if he sees the bully? Now I'll blow your minds, it's okay. I never asked most of you to come here, you came on your own. You're over your own barrel. There's preachers here tonight who will quote and tell me where it's found. And I had one of the best times in my life last night. I never had better. I talked to Brother Ungren. We had a good time this morning, but above all, I talked to Brother Fortune. And he is nothing but a walking compendium and encyclopedia of this message. He's one of those guys that got so much in the ball, you simply hate him because he shows you up. Sorry, Ernie. I sat with him last night. I never so thrilled in my life that man could tell me every page of every book and almost every paragraph of what I preached last night. I didn't know, Ernie, I was doing it. You know I didn't know because I don't have that kind of a brain. But the great man who files the information in the computer is the same one that can take it out. And I don't lie to you today, brother, sister. If he's here, you have a knowledge imparted by the Holy Ghost, which is the knowledge of him, which has a profound effect upon the knower.
Amen.
And that knowledge is, this is that hour of transformation. And I want to tell you categorically, I will not back away, that I cannot die. Because the promise of this hour is life. For he who once said, whosoever believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. That word does not hold for the living. It is, whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never perish. Do you believe this? Yes, I believe it. You say, Brother Bill, what if you died tomorrow morning? No problem. No problem. I'm still going to get it. No problem. But I live under that compulsion. And I must admit, I wish I had another compulsion. And that is to know I was going to get out of here tonight. I wish I could, but I don't. The compulsion is, this is that hour. That whosoever liveth and believeth in me, being present. Because it can only happen when the dead are raised. And the dead can only be raised when he is here. I am not going to die but live. Abraham died believing the promises. All of these died believing the promises. But there comes a time when there are those who will not die. They'll receive the promise. You know why? Because the prophet was here. To me, that prophet gave me the full word of Almighty God. I did not know that any time I should be the way I'm talking tonight. Because that is not within me as a normal person. Now I'm going to go further. Brother Branham said this would be so simple. What's that quote here? It's almost instinctual. You remember what it was you told me? It was going to be so easy, like eating your dinner. That's right. Now listen. I don't have any hip or all. Oh, hallelujah. I'm going to be caught up. You know? Look, that's a microphone. Oh, scream! No, it's a microphone. That's a microphone stand. Now watch carefully now, because I'm not lying to you. He's here. I don't have any guilt. Do I have any fear? He says, come, I'm going to come. It's nothing in the supernatural anymore. Because it's all supernatural. So, Brother Bill, what if you die? No big state, no big shakes. I'm not a lucrator or a Paul Reader. Pull up the blinds, let the sun in. This is my coronation day. No, I don't have that at all. To Adam Young. Oh, hey, there's Jesus. Oh, praise God. Here's God.
Praise, brother. Praise God.
Friend.
Praise God. Amen.
Community.
Amen.
Yes. Natural.
Yes. Praise God.
Is it unnatural to be a son of God?
Amen.
You're naturally son of God.
Amen.
Supernaturally son of God. Manifested son of God.
Amen.
You say, what's the manifestation? I believe. Righteousness.
Amen. Amen.
When you see God confirm His Word, as He has in every other day, and make that Word live, and you believe it, you are righteous.
Amen.
You are full of the Holy Ghost. That does it. Let me tell you something. You're hearing me tell you what you know that Brother Branham has. God. I'm not that far. God. Sean said we saw him, we handled him. We talked with him. You mean just like that? Isn't that irreverent? Anything else would be irreverent.
Right.
Are your children afraid of you?
Right.
Your children doubt you?
Praise God.
You're scared your wife's going to rock another man? Your wife's afraid you'll go with another woman? When you meet and talk with each other, is there someone standing between you? Your business? Associates? Fears? No? We just live together. That's William Branham. We're coming into it. Brother Branham, I said one day, Brother Bill, boy, I said, I've been thinking. My, I said, wouldn't it be nice to have been married, raise our children without sin, without this sickness? But all these things, why, he said, behold it, you're talking about the millennium. I'm walking into it. Look at, by the grace of God, brother, sister, I'm not telling you a lie. I'm standing on his word.
Yeah.
For 17 years since the prophet died, I stood right in the middle of the road and proclaimed the things I'm telling you now, and they come back upon me. Is that any great thing? If I have sowed wheat for 17 years, shouldn't I have a crop?
Amen. Praise God.
How much more the Word of God? I'm not boasting. I'm just trying to tell you some of the things that are within the depth of my being. And I relate them to the Word because what else can it be? Now, you say that Brother Bill, the false anointed, could have that. Absolutely. But you see, I'm getting it by this vindicated Word, so I've got the real McCoy.
Amen.
I don't have the interpretation of some theologian. I have the very revelation of God Himself. He said, he that receiveth whomever I send receiveth me, and he that receiveth me receiveth him, the one that sent me. In other words, then God sent Jesus, and I receive him. We do receive him. he sends a prophet. We do receive him that is the Word. All right, we got that Word. Now then, God, the Son, and me, and the Word, that includes you, we're all one.
Amen.
What is God unfamiliar with God? Is God terrified by God? Does God not believe in God? You're one.
Amen.
Look, don't be afraid to let go. You got to go sometime.
Amen.
See, look, I don't have time to tell you a lot of things. It would take hours and hours of preaching. But I've explained to you how it is that Brother Branham said Einstein knew perfectly well that we could create universes. Brother, sister, we are dealing, as Brother Branham said, as we near the headstone of super, super, super race. But he said, the last sign you saw was Abraham outside the tent, Sarah inside the tent, God discerning, and the fire falls. The righteous are gathered into the garner, garnered in. He's doing it now. See? All right, listen. He's here to change us in his likeness. As we are born the image of the earthy, we shall bear the image of the heavenly. You know, people can read this and it doesn't mean a thing. It doesn't mean a thing when they read, as in Adam all die in identical manner, even so in Jesus Christ are we made alive. And they say, but hold it, hold it. No, don't hold a thing. As everyone died in Adam, everyone in Adam are going to be brought back. First resurrection or second. Don't fuss. Don't bother. Listen. Believe it. Because I have borne the image of the earthy, I'm going to bear the image of the heavenly. He said so. That's all there is to it. But this is the hour. Now, if it wasn't the hour, it'd be different. How could God quicken to us what is not the hour? So if he quickens it to me, he quickens it to you. See? We're no different. Just as I say, bread and flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God. Wonderful. I'm sure glad about that. Heaven, look at flesh and blood down here cannot inherit the place of the elevated. Well, what am I going to do? You're going to do a thing. What did the little old caterpillar do that got in that chrysalis? And he said, oh, boy, I'm going to butterfly. I'll tell you what I'm going to do.
Amen.
And Randy.
Right. Thank you.
It's what was in him did.
Yeah. Amen.
Praise
God.
See?
Yeah.
Okay. I show you, mystery, we shall not all sleep, will all be changed. In the atoms. In a moment. Drinking out the last trump. What's the last trump? The day's the voice of the seven church age messenger. Last trump. The sound the dead should be raised in trouble, we shall be changed. This corruptibility that means like this, you're wear it away by usage. Boy, do I know that. Must be put on incorruption. This mortal must run immortality. That's what it says. We cannot be worn away by usage. That's where we can build houses, plant trees, vineyards, have a ball. Be real workaholics, as it were.
Amen.
And then real be sit downaholics. Go and visit for 1,000 years someplace.
Praise God.
Look, is this, I'm telling you the truth.
Amen.
You're not going to lie to you. So when this corruptibility shall upon into ability this morning, mortality, then it be brought to pass the saying, death is swallowed in victory, O death, where is thy sting? O death, grave, where is thy sting? I think that's a repetition of there. There's a word wrong there somewhere. The sting of death is sin, the strength of sin is the law. But I'm going to tell you something. God is not a law. God has laws, but God is not a law. Life has laws, but life is not a law. Life is life. Life is life. God is God. All right? We have God. And that is called eternal life. And by the way, Zoe in the Greek, although every student says the same thing, is not eternal life, it is just life. That's to get the word zoology. Theology from bios. Zoology. Just as life. In other words, I'm telling you flat. Brother Branham could recognize the Apostle Paul. People recognize Abraham. I will recognize you. You will recognize me. And we'll go on living. Eating and drinking in the kingdom of God. Building and everything else. But you won't wear out. Oh, brother.
Amen.
Wouldn't that be nice?
Yes, sir.
Think of those chess players. Now, we're not going to play chess in heaven, at least I hope not. Well, you can if you want, but forget it. I shouldn't elevate my chest, but then. Look how they sit for hours and days and days and days. And they love it. I just told some folk today, this is not a sign of senility, it's just the fact that I sort of run down. The old spring doesn't wind up anymore, not much spring. I said, I come to the place where we got about 5 or 6 rose bushes, bought them real cheap, and just put them out there to see what they would do, hoping they'd do something. Well, one came out in a glorious rose and lasted for days and days. Nice red one. Another came out, it had a nice salmon-colored rose. It didn't last so long, but we tied it so we could see, and we got to look at our rose, and I wish that had, I can't use a camera. If I buy a camera, it's a dud. If I handle a camera, I'm a dud. Forget it. So I looked at it, and I didn't have a camera to take a picture. It wouldn't be nice. Now, I'm going to tell you something. Now, this is kind of mean of me, but I'd love to be home even now if the sun was up, and look out the window, and look at those roses coming in. You see, I'm really run down when I do that, because I'm usually like that. Now, look at that's living. You see? It's something in here that knows where the real things are. Now look, you're just coming into it. So I'm trying to explain what this naturalness is all about that I feel. Because that's where I'm going to a naturalness. Don't you understand when God came down here in flesh, he ate the flesh of a calf and drank the milk of a cow. He took the fish, and Brother Branham said in the resurrection, he had a fish sandwich. I wondered if a person would catch fish in the millennium and have a sandwich. I still really don't know, because that wasn't the millennium, but Brother Branham said he sat down with the fish sandwich. So you fishermen better get ready and get me some sandwiches, because I'm not much of a fisherman, and I don't intend to be. I intend to plant the roses and the smelling. And if you bring me the fish, if we have fish, I will let you smell my roses. Because that fish may be good to eat, but it stinks. Maybe the marine won't. So you see what I'm telling you? There is a naturalness that the prophet told us and the Bible tells us. See? And that naturalness is here today, and everybody but the bride and phony guy, well, that wasn't nice, but I'm not a nice person, wants something. It's like supernatural way out here.
Yeah.
But the bride is content with simplicity.
Yeah.
That's why Brother Branham kept taking us back to the original. Simplicity. One man, one woman, one God was one way. In the simplicity of a Godhead. See? Well, now listen, Brother Sister, believe me, I'm not lying to you. I could be wrong. I could be misinterpreting what goes through my mind and my heart. But don't you kid yourself, I'm not. Number four, he is present to restore. All right, raise the dead. He's present with the living to raise the dead. He's to gather the saints in. He's to change the living to immortality. He is going to restore. All these things go hand in hand. Back to Joel. Now let's look at Joel. And we're taking our time because I intend to take my time.
Amen.
I want to just take it easy, and the more that I bring in little facts, I hope the better you get the simplicity. Brother Branham said we're missing it because of simplicity. I told you years back in 1975, after going to these conventions, I said, I'm sick of it, I'm tired. Everybody's reading between the lines. And by the time they put between the lines, Brother Branham said, he would take a telescope to count the fleas on Mars. To read between the writing, they put between the lines that Brother Branham read between. God have mercy. I said, he said, simplicity. There's got to be a simplicity. And God took me to the blood. And I heard a voice when I was downtown, downstairs, walking. I told you that voice within me said, the resurrection proves his death. I said, what? The resurrection proves his death? But something made it sound good. And I waited. And I knew if he'd have been an impostor, God would not have raised him. If the blood was not efficacious and the sin offering satisfactory, God would not have raised him.
Amen.
And he's risen amongst us, proving us all over as far as sin is concerned.
Amen.
But tonight there's too many legalists here. And eternal security people are legalists too because they don't believe. You can't let go and let God. If I look in your eyes and talk to you, then you lower your heads and you cast glances at me. I don't want to hurt your feelings. But there's something wrong. You better repent and get the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
If you were in debt, would you cringe if I gave you $10,000 to get you out of debt? Well, you might be diffident. But if I proved I was sincere and I was your benefactor, you'd say, thank you, Brother Dale. Here, our benefactor has proven himself tonight. Why can't we say, thank you, Jesus?
Amen.
Oh, yeah. Simple, brother, sister. It's simple. If I get too many ramifications, just leave the building because there's nobody listening to me. No ramifications. He's here. He's going to do it. And I'm going to let him do it. I couldn't stop him anyway, and I don't want to stop him. Oh, I'm looking in that three-way mirror. I'm looking in here, and I'm beautiful.
That's
what my wife thinks I am. She's what I think she is. Oh, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. All right. Verse 21, fear not, O lame, be glad and rejoice, for the Lord will do great things. Pillaged, depleted, sagging like a pear instead of a round apple. Poor old earth, ravaged by mankind. God said, I'll destroy them that destroy the earth.
Yes.
O earth, rejoice. You say, earth, rejoice? Be not afraid, ye beasts of the field. 30,000 elephants. Now there's 1,200.
Yeah, that's right.
Yes. I cry for the birds. Cry for the flowers. Nature sighing and groaning. When's man going to take his hands off us? Pasture will us do spring. Trees bear her fruit. Fig tree and vine yield strength. Be now listen. Earth, I've sent him down. Who was made from the chemistry of the earth by means of a woman? That same one back here without flesh. And the earth feels the impulse of the Spirit of God. Something begins to happen. Stones crying out if man doesn't. Nature already aware of God, brother, sister. Come on, come on, come on, come on, come on. The earth is aware. We're not dumb stones, dumb creatures. Doc, you know better than I do. The earth is aware. Oh, I want to scream. Can't help me. God. Now, children of Zion, nature's caught it. What about you? Rejoice in the Lord, your God, for he's given you the former rain moderately. He'll come to cause to come down upon you the rain, the former rain, and the latter rain, and the first cross that month out there. It doesn't mean first month. You're going to get back that which was first. Omega is Alpha, and Alpha is Omega. And the floor shall be full of wheat. Didn't Brother Branham say when you plant the seed and the harvest comes, you're back to the original?
Amen.
Earth, begin to rejoice. You're sensitive where man isn't. Animals begin to scream out. You're sensitive where man isn't. You can tell when an earthquake is coming that man can't do a thing about it. I was swatting flies the other day. I kind of relieved myself by swatting those flies outside. And I'm going to tell you, sure as I stand here, that fly bristles when I raise that fly swatter. He knows more than we do. But he doesn't if you're a child of God. It's only if you're the wrong kind. Listen here. The former rain was given moderately. You see, oh, if I were back in the days of Jesus, hallelujah. Not interested. Not interested. He was just in one man. Now he's in many men. Once he raised one man, then several were raised with him. But now, hallelujah, redemption has come.
Amen.
Oh, bless the name of the Lord. Moderate, but not moderate anymore. He's the immoderate God that overflows toward the people. Yep. Don't try to make me moderate at these times, and I won't try to make you moderate. No. For the first time, I used to laugh at Brother Branham, sort of, because I'm a funny conservative Canadian. I'm nuttier than a fruitcake, and I'll admit it. Make jokes in the wrong places because I'm nervous and everything else. When he said he went out in the wilderness there and he screamed, running around that pine tree, I thought, boy, that's the day you'll see Lee Vale. Neighbor, one of my good buddies, come by, and I start talking about God, and I got a grit in my teeth. I want to run and scream. I don't dare do it. Neighbors would think I'm nuttier than I am. They get that impression, they'd be right.
Amen.
Used to wonder and laugh how he'd wake up needy. I want to preach. I said, I'd never do that to my wife. I don't think she's that good a congregation. I want to tell you something. The only reason her ears exist is for my mouth. I can tell you that. Rejoice. It's no longer moderate, brother, sister. Brother Branham said Jesus Christ had more success in his ministry in my flesh than he did in his own. He's not moderate anymore. Oh, look, brother, sister, just hold your finger there, and I want to go back and show you in the book of Romans. If I don't finish the message, it doesn't matter. I can end it anywhere because you know what I'm talking about. You know what I'm talking about. What's the use of preaching about it? except I like to preach, I'll admit it.
Amen.
So it says in here, but not as the offense, so is the free gift. No comparison. Not as it was by one the sin, so is the gift. No comparison. If one by man's offense death reigned, no comparison. As offense is set in by, and judgment came to condemnation, no comparison with the other. It says the glory that was upon Mount Sinai doesn't even exist by virtue of the fact that a greater glory is here. Now, brother, sister, there's no use saying, I've got a bigger microphone, I've got a bigger stereo, so this one never did exist. But I want to tell you something, it doesn't exist by reason of the greater glory. You have nothing more to do with it. And the glory shook the mountain, shook the earth, and God stood there. And they ran in fear, they didn't approve, and now he came down here, and they don't approve, but a bride caught the vision. And he overflowed, and grace overflowed. Oh yes, earth, floors full of wheat. He's gathering his wheat into the garner. It's full. You say, how full? As full as God wants it, the fullness of the Gentiles. All right, fats overflow. Wine and oil, don't touch the wine and the oil. Listen, brother, sister, there's more revelation than you and I can ever handle. There is more light than you and I can ever handle. There is more life. There is more everything because all in all is here. Oh yes, don't try to reduce him to a virtue. You try to get a God of your imagination.
Yes.
Don't try to put a seal upon God and say, Lord, you're not doing it right, because that's what they did back there in the days of when it said they tempted me, they tried to prove me. That doesn't say that at all. It said they did not approve of me. They did not approve of God upon Mount Sinai. They did not approve when God thundered forth, and they ran from the presence of God, which would have changed them. And that hurling light back and forth, circling over the people, making Moses' face radiate, they catching the same glory back and forth, back to God like a cyclotron, whirling, whirling, whirling. They wouldn't have dried up the Red Sea, only they'd have taken every bit of the land. But they went out with the prophet and with God, and they said, give us a law. The same one stands here with his reflection, like the laser beam, like that cyclotron, and that reflection came from God to the prophet. Get this, you people. Get this, you people. You get this straight, the prophet was God to the people.
Amen.
That reflection came off of God to the prophet. That reflection hit you and me. And when that reflection came back again to the Word, and then Almighty God began reflecting, and the cyclotron goes and goes and goes, and one of these days that excited vessel within us, that inner spirit, is going to change these very atoms by the reflection of Almighty God. Let me tell you, Terry, let me tell you, brethren, let me tell you fact. Your reflection and mine doesn't do it. God's reflection does it. And it came from the prophet. But that same reflection on my lips and your lips, that word of the living God, which is the light of Almighty God, the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ, transmitted by a faithful ministry, sitting here tonight, whether you know it or not, there's something happening to you. And those Amen. Vessels of yours, the cyclotron within you, going faster and faster.
Amen.
And if you don't want to meet him in the air, I'm going to.
Amen.
I condensed about 4 minutes, 2.5 hours of preaching. And you shall eat in plenty. What? The Word. The teaching that I gave. For man shall not live by bread alone, every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. But God's mouth doesn't go to your ear. Or does it? Or does it? Good Brother Bill, that prophet isn't God to me. And tell me what he told you.
Right. That's right.
Tell me what he told you.
Amen. That's right.
I told you last night I come out slugging. You tell me what you heard is going to change you. Because it starts in the mind. That's where it went off track. Sarah lost her virgin mind of the Word.
Amen. Amen. That's it. Praise God.
You'll eat in plenty and be satisfied.
Praise God.
Relaxation under the seventh seal. Why don't you leave me too, said Jesus to the 70 when they heard the hard words, eat my flesh, drink my blood. Let me tell you something. Brother Branham's right when he said, they never thought of that before. That man's a vampire. He's a cannibal. Just a minute, brother. Said, let me tell you something flat. There's nobody here but knows this truth. If I'm hitting at you tonight, any one person here, you catch it. You're not a fool. You're not a jackass. Neither am I. Preacher stands in any congregation, that congregation knows that that preacher up there is hitting at him. They don't know what he's saying. They can't put their finger on it, but intuitively they know. Those Pharisees heard Jesus say, eat my flesh and drink my blood. And they said, just a minute. They couldn't place it. But down in their consciousness they knew that one time they laid their hands upon an animal. And then they took part of that flesh and ate it. And they didn't know what he was saying, but they knew he was saying something they didn't like against their traditions.
Amen.
And they rose up. If you're sitting here with your doctrines that you cannot believe a prophet, let me ask you, what do you believe? Your grandfather, your grandmother, your mother, who do you believe?
Amen.
Amen.
Then let them come out of the grave and tell you something.
Yes.
Amen.
Praise it, brother.
Let me tell you flat, when Lazarus came out of the grave, they simply tried to kill him, and I don't think he told them anything. Though one rose from the dead, they will not believe.
Amen.
God sends a prophet, and they do believe.
Amen. Yes. Yes. Praise God.
Mm-hmm. I will restore the years the locust ate, the canker worm, farmer worm, caterpillar. The arm I said, and you shall eat in plenty and praise the name of the Lord. Listen, brother, sister, there is no praise that is acceptable to God that's outside of this word. There is no worship acceptable to God that is outside of this word. There were some men who offered strange fires in dedicated censers, and God said, kill the men, but keep the censers. The gifts of the Holy Ghost are genuine, but the men are false.
Amen.
My people shall never be ashamed. Seven church ages, God's people have been ashamed. They have said he's coming. They have said we won't die. But Lee Bale is one man who is not going to be ashamed of the promise.
Right, brother.
There is a bride who will not. They said, why did Brother Branham die? Because the prophets go to the people. A prophet cannot live. Going with Moses, he never made it. William Branham could not make it. It was destiny. But because of the promise that God gave the prophet vindicated, we shall not die but live. You shall know that I am in the midst of Israel, that I am the Lord your God and none else. Yeah. You'll know it. How are you going to know it? How are you going to know it? Here comes that one prophesied by Isaiah, born of a virgin. The Messiah coming in Israel, and John stands there and he said, they said, what do you need? Who are you? What are you needed for? He said, I'm needed to point out the Messiah because you won't even know him unless I point him out. Well, you say, just a minute. Don't tell me I won't know him if he's not pointed out. I'm going to prove you wouldn't know. Let me go to the Bible. I say the truth in Christ, I lie not, my conscience also bearing me witness, the Holy Ghost, that I have great heaviness and continual sorrow in my heart. For I could wish that myself were accursed from Christ and my brethren, my kinsmen according to the flesh, who are Israelites, to whom pertaineth the adoption, and the glory, and the covenants, and the giving of the law, and the service of God, and the promises. Whose are the fathers, and of whom is concerning the flesh, Jesus Christ came, who is over all, God bless forever. Have you got more than that? Now, I'm going to be real dirty and sneaky. I want somebody to tell me you've got more than that. He said, well, I got the Holy Ghost. Don't bypass the question. How could you be have greater than the adoption?
That's right,
amen. So you don't have one thing that Israel didn't have. But they killed him. And the man stood there and pointed him out and said, there he is. And then he proved who he was, and he said, kill him. And you shall know that I am in the midst. Do you know it tonight? Do you know who is in the midst tonight? Tell us all that's required.
Amen.
Because if you know he's here, you're part of the prepared one that's going to be made ready. And what's going to make you ready? That word's going to clothe you.
Amen.
Brother Branham categorically said, I believe I'm here to dress a bride. But then he put it on the Holy Ghost, because he said the Holy Spirit is the garment. And the scripture here distinctly says it's an inner garment. And it's not a garment, it's a vesture signifying investment. This is my bride. See her dressed beautifully, glorious within and without. Well, you stand back and you say, but I looked in that three-way mirror. I didn't think I looked too good. Well, he said, honey, you got the wrong image. You know, look at yourself. You see me. Look at yourself when you're dead.
That's right.
Look at him, there's life.
Amen.
I'm the Lord your God and none else. Listen.
Amen.
I'm going to preach. I'm not going to preach tomorrow. I'm a little rough tonight. Not in my voice, but I'm a little rough because I'm getting that place where I'm edgy. Tomorrow night I would have preached on one thing, love him or loathe him. I'll reserve that to a little group. Now listen. None else. You stand with me and you preach that he is here. They're already sneering. Baal says he's here. So what? The Creator is here. He made those trees. Wonderful. Give me the trees. I'm not acting for you, brother. I'm telling you the truth. I know what I'm talking about. If you believe what I preach tonight, you're in for trouble. The gates of hell will come against you. It'll come against you subtly in your own life by carelessness. Get this bad. I'm telling you something tonight. Put it in your hearts and believe me. Because I'm not responsive this moment on. Carelessness is going to trap every one of you. Not that you're bad people, you're not bad people, you're good people. Not because I say so, because you know you are in the Word of Almighty God, and He is here, and you haven't been destroyed. The blood stops, scatters sin till there be no evidence. The bride is perfected by the blood. The bride is perfected by the Word. She's perfected by the Holy Ghost. She's perfected by God, and she's perfect.
Amen.
But the treasure's an earthen vessel, and we're careless, careless, careless. And Brother Branham was careless. Oh, yeah? Yeah. You almost got him in prison for it, too. He didn't mean wrong. He said to Brother Branham, Brother Branham, is your church chartered? He said, yes, Lee, it's chartered. He didn't know what a charter was. And I didn't know if he didn't know. If he'd been chartered, he'd been safe. Yet you've got to watch government. He'd gone to the courthouse and placed a statement in the courthouse concerning certain things. I can go to the courthouse and say that everyone at this meeting tonight was a dope and an idiot. There's no truth to it, but I can put it in the courthouse and I can sign it and put a statement in there, and the court, at least the courthouse, received it. So they put in Brother Brown's church. This is a church. That didn't mean a thing. Didn't have a charter. Carelessness. Not wanting to be careless. Not moving. See? The gates of hell against you. And say that everyone at this meeting tonight was a dope and an idiot. There's no truth to it, but I can put it in the courthouse, and I can sign it, and put a statement in there, and the court, at least the courthouse, receives it. So they put in Brother Branham's church. This was the church. That didn't mean a thing. Didn't have a charter. Carelessness. Not wanting to be careless. Not knowing. See? The gates of hell against you. But I'll tell you something. You'll never know grace as you know it today. You'll never know glory as you know it today. Outside of the resurrection, you'll never know. And no generation will ever know as this generation knows Him. And no generation outside this generation will have the effect on living members that this generation has by the effect of knowing Him. For their walk to the tree of life. Live forever. Are you ready to live forever? Now, I can't judge you by myself, but I don't get any whoopee feeling. I don't get any whoopee feeling that I'm going to eat my dinner, go to bed, I've eaten my dinner, whatever I had, go to bed tonight, and sleep until up tomorrow morning. Well, because it's natural. I'm a son of God, therefore it's natural to walk into eternity. You don't make a big thing out of it. Look, they are big things, I recognize, but the prophet mentioned the simplicity. We're trying to get simplistic. It hasn't a thing to do with an emotion or a feeling. It's a fact. My people, I'm your God and none else. Oh, if we don't like that doctrine, God's here, so what? What do you mean, so what? Well, we want a prophet. Well, we want gifts. Nothing wrong with all that. But I want to tell you one thing, I want Him.
Amen.
But when I fell in love, I'm going to tell you one thing, I wanted to be married to the girl I'm married to. Sure, I'd like to have $1,000,000, but I would have liked it because I'm going to marry her. I'd like a nice car because we'd have gone someplace. I didn't want anything, but I wanted her. Anything else was good. Wasn't going to fault it. But, and I've had dreams where I thought I was married to somebody else and she had somebody else, and I woke up in a cold sweat, a red hot sweat, and I was sicker than a dog. I didn't know if I really loved her like I ought to love her, but I woke up that morning and she was there beside me. I knew I loved her. Well, sometimes you people might not think so, but you all got your moments. I got a good marriage. That marriage is just like a union with Jesus. You do everything together, nothing apart. I told you years ago, I used to live with a couple, my wife and I, had our first little baby. We lived in their home upstairs, you know, rented. And he was kind of a crippled guy, and they yakety-yakety-yacked all day to each other. And I thought, my heavens. I know when my wife and I get a certain age, there's no way we'll yakety-yack. There's no way. Nobody will yakety-yack. You should go to this monkey's zoo. It's yakety-yacked in bed, getting on yakety-yacked. We have fellowship. If communion is communing with each other, communication and speech. My wife and I have blessed communion, except when one of us gets mad, I guess. I'm trying to tell you the simplicity we're entering into with Jesus.
Yes, sir.
Listen, I don't care about my nose. I want to just let my hair down and talk because this may be the last time we get together. 1964, I said, Brother Branham in Tampa. He said, Lee, all my thoughts are of God. And he said, I've got to be alone. He said, I want you to write the books by yourself. Everybody leave me alone. I even go home and I'll talk and they'll take away that thought and I might not get it for a month. And I said, well, that's great. A prophet can have all his thoughts from God. A few months ago, not long ago, the inner voice, something within me said, I don't want you to have your eyes on anything but what is yours from the word for the bride. And he said, don't look at the church out there. I didn't know Brother Branham had said that, but it was down in here and he took it out. I'm going to tell you something, brother, sister, if all I do is think what God said is for the bride, all my thoughts are of God. Do you see the simplicity of what the prophet taught in these things? We are not dealing anymore, brother, sister, in some never land this nebulous. We are dealing in one and one make two. And Brother Branham said the revelation, that thing coming toward him, revealing, it's like, two and two, fast, all my thoughts of God. Get him quick. In other words, don't let your mind go here. Don't let your mind go there. Bring those thoughts in and keep them in. talk those thoughts, bring that word, and God listens. And he said, those are my people, I can tell by the way they talk. Look, I'm going to tell you something, Frank. If you speak German, there's no trouble with you going to Germany and knowing you're speaking German. And there's no trouble if you go to New York and walk through German section. You're the German. That's God. He said, they're my kind of people. In fact, they are my people. All my thoughts. Well, you thought it was hard, didn't you? You thought you'd be like a prophet, a special tuning set, and maybe get a thought. What's yours in the bag? That's your thoughts. That's your thoughts. The secret things belong to the Lord our God, but those things that are revealed us belong unto us and our children for 1,000 generations. Whole 1,000 generations. What's that, 40,000 years? If not more. 40 years is not really a generation. Like Brother Bam said, a generation dies every day. You're supposed to live 70 years. So double it. Can you take it? Expand your minds, let them go. Whoever thought you'd believe a prophet when you believed such foolish things years ago that there was an eternal hell? Oh, horrors, there must be an eternal hell, because if there isn't, you see, people wouldn't be scared, and they wouldn't come to God if they're not scared. I'd like a chapter and verse. A Bible college made a little test. It was Three Hills, Alberta, Missionary Alliance stuff. They made a test. They found 60% came to God through fear. Then God must be fear. I thought he was love. Blessed is the man whom thou choose and cause to approach under thy throne. Fear? You'd be scared to death to go near the throne. You've got to be nuts. Fear doesn't save you. Look, I'm going to tell you something. You can take a little boy or a little girl, and that kid is stubborn as a mule, and you say, don't do it. You can raise blisters or take blood on that child's rear end. It'll still do it. Theology. For theology. Listen. You shall know that I am in your midst. That I am the Lord your God. John said, there's the Lord your God. They said, kill him. Brother Branham unveiled him.
Amen.
Did you love what you saw?
Amen.
Listen. Verses 21 to 29 tells what he's going to do. Verses 31 to 32 tells the great tribulation. That's Joel's second chapter. This precedes the great tribulation. Then what is this all about? It is about Matthew 24 and Luke 17. The appearing and the revealing the presence of him. Earth has received the shock waves. Yeah. Alaska, Earth received the shock waves. He said, hallelujah! Began to split in the middle. Right? Earth rejoiced. Animals. They got a sixth sense about them. They know something's going to happen, like that earthquake. But the bride was told by a prophet, behold your God. Come on, not look at him. All right. This is the same thing we're talking about in Acts, the third chapter, 19 to 26, restoration. Now listen, due to restoration, some are not physically destroyed. Due to restoration, the bride hears him. Listen. He's here.
Yeah.
That which is perfect has come.
Amen.
That which is perfect has come. All right. Let's talk about it. 20 past 10.
Amen.
Not too large, not too bad. No service tomorrow morning, so we'll just carry on till the morning.
Yes.
Don't tempt me. Love never fails, but there they be prophecies, they'll fail, tongues will cease, knowledge will vanish away. Now listen, for we know in part, we prophesy in part. But when that which is perfect is come, then that which in part is done away, shall be done away. When I as a child I spoke as a child, understood as a child, I thought as a child, when I became a man, I put away childish things. Now we see through a glass darkly, but then face to face. Now I know in part. Paul said that. Only know part of it. There's only a portion that I'm entitled to. Because it says right here, when I became a man of putting foolish things, I did see it. Now we look through a glass darkly, face to face. Now I know in part. But then shall I know, even as I am also known. When? When that which is perfect is come. Now listen. What is this man talking about? The knowledge which is in part. Right?
Yes.
That's right. And now hold it. Keep your finger there. Because there's some pernicious teaching out that that which is perfect has not come. Hebrews, it's your first chapter. See, the gates of hell are against this, and my mind went blank. So how much for the gates of hell?
Amen.
God, who in many ways, in many parts, and in many ways, spake in times past unto the fathers in the prophets. No prophet outside of Jesus Christ ever had it all.
Amen.
Only Jesus. Now Paul says, I'm a prophet, and I've got a part. Now the word perfect means finished, consummated, perfect. You can't add to it, you can't take from it, it's no longer perfect.
Praise
now
God.
Who is the end of the law to all things, and who is the great prophet? He is.
Yes.
And who is he? He's the Spirit.
Amen.
Then if he is here, in part is done away.
Amen.
He's not talking about you prophesying about events. He's talking about the word of God that comes in parts. There was a part in the first age, the second age, the third age, the fourth age, the fifth age, the sixth age, and in the seventh, all in all, because he is here.
Amen.
And he will do now what he could not do because there was not time when he was here.
Amen.
I showed you that last night in Isaiah. He took the book and he read it to the place, the except of the year of the Lord and the day of our vengeance he left up because that day was not here but is here now.
Amen.
That man that runs around saying that which is not perfect is come is trying to bring this down to some little prophecy.
Yes.
He's wrong.
Amen.
He's wrong.
Amen.
Christ has been revealed and he's the fullness of Almighty God.
Amen.
All right. Brother Branham said categorically, the question asked, what is that which is perfect? Come, what does it mean? He said, what is perfect but God? Who is perfect but God? And what is God but the Word? And by His grace, we have the perfect revelation of the Word for this hour. Now, what is the word for this hour? The opening of the seals, which gives you a perfect revelation that everybody ahead did not have, but now you have.
Amen.
It's here.
Amen.
All right, listen. Brother Branham said, one day God said, let there be light. That was a word. When the light came, it was no longer a word. It was reality. It was said in the Bible that this same one is going to come back in the Spirit and do the same thing for the Gentiles. Now, I'll prove it to you. Not tonight. I don't have time. It's chapter 12. It's just as clear as water. He's going to appear to the Gentiles and do the same things in the Spirit that he did in his flesh. That is exactly true.
Amen.
The perfect ministry of Christ should return to this earth absolutely identical and would bring that capstone down. The capstone is the Holy Spirit, and he's veiled in the Word. You and I could never see him. Because that's how you know your mate, and you've got to see your mate to know him, is the revealed word.
Amen.
All right, listen. These things have all been a promise. Now listen carefully. There has been a word concerning the resurrection. The word resurrection is not a promise. It is an event. The talk of the event is the promise, which indicates a time when it will be. Now, all these years, we have had the earnest of the resurrection, which means it is temporary. Now, the prophet said it, so I'm just giving you what the prophet said.
Amen.
The baptism with the Holy Ghost is temporary.
Amen.
It is temporary to the time of the resurrection. It does not get you out of the ground. It guarantees that you will come out of the ground.
Amen.
Now, when the time comes when the Holy Spirit baptism is no longer, the last elected one is brought in, and the last one is child trained, there is no more earnest. It has run out. But there's people in there who have got to come out of the ground because they had received the Holy Ghost when they were born again. But that doesn't get them out of the ground. God gets them out of the ground. All right. To this time it has been a word. It has been a word of promise that He's going to come here and do it.
Amen.
The fact that He is here to do it is no longer a word, it's real.
Amen.
Now what about your resurrection then? That which is perfect has come. That's God. That's a revealed word. The revealed word of this hour is, I shall not die but live, and I shall stand here and see the dead come out of the grave, and absolutely I will stand here and be changed, and we are going to mingle together, and then we are going to be caught up to meet the Lord in the air to the wedding supper, and we're going to come back upon the cleansed earth. Now Brother Branham said the seventh seal was like a Roman candle. It just kept shooting out and shooting out. Now the fact that He is here has started something, and He's going to finish it. And it's going to be in this generation that saw Israel come back to the homeland. Now, if you are old enough to qualify, or young enough to qualify, put it whichever way you want in that age bracket, you have every reason, being full of the Holy Ghost, to believe God instead of believing foolishness.
Amen.
See? At the day of the resurrection, Jesus of Lazarus, man, Jesus stood there before Mary and Martha, and He said, listen, I am the resurrection life. Do you believe this? And she said, Lord, I believe my brother will rise in the resurrection. He said, shut up, girl, and listen. He'd been more like me, would have said it. I am the resurrection.
Amen.
Has He changed?
No.
Then He is the resurrection.
Amen.
And now it's not even an event. It's a person. Now I want to ask you, why is He here? To raise the dead.
Amen.
How do you know you're bright? I'm going to see Him. Now I'm going to get changed. I'm going to go. And you sit here tonight and dare to get your thoughts all muddled up because somebody runs around and tells stupid things and denies the prophet. And you say you believe the prophet and you follow right on his cotton-picking coattail. Now you tell that to the Marines, but don't tell Lee Vale. Because I'll call your hand. The prophet said that which is perfect has come.
Amen.
That which is perfect has come, said William Branham.
Amen.
Amen.
And if you've got the unmitigated gall to deny the prophet, give me a sign. Tell me the prophet made a mistake. She ain't here, is she, Carol? No, she's not here. Or she would tell you that man told her, yes, the prophet made a mistake, he was wrong, isn't that right? Don't have to nod your head, but listen, have some guts, girl. I'll call your bluff. Shrek? Tell me the prophet made a mistake. What? I'm going to tell you he didn't.
Amen.
You said, babe, you preach experience. What do you expect me to preach? What's happening is happening. Now you prove I haven't got it. You open your mouth and tell me the prophet's wrong. And you know in your heart, you know you haven't got it. I told you I'm not preaching tomorrow night. Because tonight is rough enough. But love him or loathe him.
Amen.
Yeah, amen, brother.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, you bet it's a word. I'm preaching nothing but the word, son.
Amen. Amen.
Part. Any prophet has a part. William Branham had his part. But he wasn't that which is perfect. Elohim.
Amen. Great God.
Know him as we're known. How are you known?
Hallelujah.
Little Brian. Remember, he said, I called you Brian. I don't call you church. Not only the revelation of him, but the revelation of his inheritance in the bride.
Amen.
That word inheritance has to do that which the Father passes on to the Son. And the only thing God passed on to that Son was his name.
Amen.
We got his name. We're Mr. Jesus.
Yes.
He said we were. Deny the prophet said he's the word of the blood of God. Go on, deny it. Oh, Brother Dale, this is a hard thing. That's what they said and left him.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you, there's nothing hard anymore, any. Simple as ABC.
Amen.
He said it. He's here.
Yes, sir.
All in all is here.
Praise God.
Oh, say, I want to tell you one thing. I married Rockefeller, she says, and you know mine, she said, the girl said, well, how many diamonds are you going to get? Well, she said, we don't count Rockefeller in diamonds. I got everything Rockefeller has and is. And he's got more than diamonds. A smart woman. Let me tell you something. Remember Brother Brown talked about the two kids on his knees?
Amen.
Becky sat there and pushed away Sarah and she said, I've got all the debt. So Brother Bill put his arm on and grabbed her and she said, well, Daddy's got all of me. Out of the mouths of babes. Have you got all of Danny? Daddy's got all of you. You know something? Any man that's afraid to put his wife's name on the same checkbook as his, he ain't got a wife, she ain't got a husband, you're a couple of nuts living together. You're sick. Mr. and Mrs. Jesus. Ever since we had a checkbook, as far as I know, at least the last 20 years or what, is my wife's name's there. And I said, look, kid, if you took all the money you deserve it, you work for most of it. I'm a lazy bum. I just get mine for nothing. I'm the most beautifully treated son of God in all the world, the most useless one of the whole bunch. So take heart. Take heart. Lift up your heads and rejoice. Look, I looked at the three-way mirror. It was traumatic. I never looked again. But one day I did look in the reflection. And for the first time, I breathed easy. I didn't see Lee Vale anymore. I saw him. Sure, my name's on the same checkbook he is. Name on the same checkbook. Listen, Brother Stitcher, I'm not here to run anybody down, but I do lash out because I'm tired of nonsense and all the sickening stuff going around. William Branham was the prophet of God. God vindicated William Branham. God identified himself. God went out right down the road. Look, it's in the book here. I told you people many years ago I came out of Canada. I never saw a cardinal, but I saw a picture of a cardinal. And the first time I saw him, I said, there he is. Saw Brother Branham the first time. I was backslidden. Quit preaching. I was disappointed in everybody, disappointed in myself. Gave it all up and said, no way, no way. Forget it, forget it, forget it. I saw him that night. I never stopped crying for 2 hours. I knew if you listened to any man, you listened to him. And I knew I had to go back preaching, so I took the Bible off the shelf and dusted it, put it back on again. Every preacher got out of a black suit, went down, brought a black suit, hung it back in the closet. But I knew it wouldn't work. So one day I knew it was all over. But this time I said, Lord, I don't care what it costs. This time we go ahead and never turn back. I'll die, but I won't turn back. I went through tough times. I can't remember them. What I worried about 10 years ago, I don't know what it was. I forget. What I suffered, deprivation, my wife and family. He always answered. He never left me alone. It wasn't hard, and I can tell you tonight it isn't hard. I can tell you tonight it is not complex, it is simple. It is just what the prophet said. You're going to leave tonight, and I'm going to tell you flat. I'm not a mind reader. I'm going to tell you flat. You're sitting here tonight, and you're saying, if Vale made it, palms down, we got him in. Others are going to say, boy, I didn't feel nothing, I didn't see nothing. I'm scared. Don't be afraid. The rest are going to say, who does he think he is? Be my guest. I'm way ahead of you.
Praise the Lord.
Way ahead of you. Not as a Christian. No, but just a preacher standing here. I already know the answer. The gates of hell are against this revelation, but it won't prevail. He's here.
Amen.
And the same yesterday, today, and forever. And that part of the resurrection where he did not say, whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. He's saying that tonight to you and me, you shall never die. And yet we could die tomorrow and be just so tickled to get out of here. He told me, you didn't, listen, you know, I'm a funny, look at, I don't make any apologies. I'm tired of making apologies because of my funny kind of nature. Forget it, you got a worse one than I got, maybe drunk dead. I mean that kindly, but I'm just tired of a lot of junk that goes around.
Amen.
I've cried all my life, my wife knows, cried at night in the pillow, cried during the day. I got my tears back for a while, I couldn't cry, but I got my tears back. And I'll tell you how it happened. A young lad was going through the same experience I was going through. He couldn't understand what God was doing, but he knew God was doing something to him. He led the song service. When he led the song service, I began to cry, and I couldn't stop crying. He hasn't left you alone, brother, sister.
Amen.
He hasn't forsaken you. He spoke to my heart, and he said, that sweet spirit, he said, you'll have it. That comes just before the resurrection. And I didn't jump up and down and scream because I knew Brother Branham stood in the pulpit that night and he said, I'm healed. I don't know why I'm healed after all these years, but he died in that condition. I'm not kidding myself. I may not live to have that sweet spirit, but I'm going to have it on the other side. My God does not fail. We haven't just touched the hem of his garment, brother, sister. We've been folded within his arms. We have passed from death unto life. Immortality is no longer a myth. Resurrection is no longer a myth. The millennium is already ushered in because he is here, brother, sister. It's no longer a word, it's reality. For Christ our life has appeared and we're going to appear with him in glory. It's been manifested. The ship has set its course, Brother Branham said. The stabilizers have been fixed. The direction has been set. He said, we'll crest every way. Sure, the squeeze can come down, so what? I'd sooner be caught in a squeeze. I'd sooner pay a dear price than to go back for some petty little thing of my own and say the prophet was wrong because he wasn't wrong. Because he was wrong in one word. It's all over. Because God can't make a mistake. And he chose prophets to convey the word. And he told you how they would do it. Let me tell you, brother, sister. If you've been walking in the atmosphere of your own heart, and you think that which is perfect has not come, and that which is perfect is God. And what is God but the word? And that perfect word of this hour is here. Let me tell you something, you're wrong. Because no word outside of what lay in him, in his promise of this hour, is going to be manifested and manifested in a bride.
Amen.
And that bride is elect. Took a long time. Didn't preach a sermon. But you're not going to leave here tonight unchanged. I'm going to tell you something. You see, how can you stand there and say it? I told you, because I don't have anything to tell you. I'm telling you what the prophet said, and I'm taking it word by word in this Bible. You go your way. Let's see what happens down the road. Many men can say many things the prophet said, but we all ought to say what the prophet said. You don't leave it up to a pastor, evangelist, this, that. Remember, it's in your own heart. Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. Say not in thy heart, who will bring him down? In other words, don't ask questions. Don't ask questions. just listen and believe to him, on him. See? God vindicated that prophet. Restoration. Look at everything is here tonight. Everything. He is here. All in all is here. Elohim is here. Brother Sitcher, listen. The Creator was here. Brother Branham showed you he was here. Do you understand what I'm saying tonight? I hope you do. Because it's not a word of prophecy anymore. It's here. Listen, the very words he said when God said, let there be light, that was just a word. But when the light came, it was reality. The word was gone. It shall be light about the evening time. It's light, brother, sister. It's no longer a word. It is the word.
Amen.
Now, you know something? You think right now we ought to be yelling, but I'm glad you're not. You know why? Because you're believing it, and it's becoming just natural to you.
Sure. Amen.
See, you don't have to feel for anything. You don't have to pull for anything anymore. You know what I'm talking about.
Amen.
See, look, I told you there's no way you're going to leave here unchanged. There's no way. There's no way. Because the Word of God is living.
Amen. Amen.
Not because I bring it. It's already been brought. I'm not confirming what the prophet said. I'm teaching what the prophet said. I'm not proving what the prophet said. I'm just showing you scripture. He said it. That's the job of fivefold ministry. See? He's here. What is he doing? Everything. Everything. He's doing it for me. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound. Just taking care of a wretch like me. Once I knew that I would die, but I'm bound for immortality. Not as nice as the original hymn, but he didn't put it my way. That's right. Heavenly Father, we love you tonight.
Yes, Lord.
Lord God, I don't want any way anybody ever think I walked in prophet's shoes as though I took his place or anything else, because that's absolutely ridiculous. Because nobody could take my place any more than I could take anybody else's place, or anybody else take your place. But Lord, he did say that I would say hard things. You know, Lord, as much as I have an elected, there's been a zeal, Lord, for you and your word and the prophet. Forgive me, Lord, if I've been a little rough in spots. But as a prophet said, somebody's got to tell him. And he was talking to me, and I'm not going to try to tell anybody anything as though I was telling anybody anything. You know that, Lord, in my heart. But to tell them what is in my heart by grace, Lord, that I stand with your word, that you're here.
Yes.
And you're doing these things, Lord, and it's ever so simple. What it is just a life, an intermingling. And at one time, shortly, that life of yours is going to take over these lives of ours. Because your own word by your prophet said, when Christ through us our life shall appear, thoroughly manifested as to who and what he is, then we will be the same thing in glory with him. And Lord, if you haven't been manifested, forgive me. I'm going to have to say like Paul, if you didn't raise Jesus from the dead, we're telling a lie. And there isn't any hope, and if you're not here to raise the dead and to change us, I'm in the same boat, Lord. But the prophet said you were here. And I'm basing every single thing upon that fact, Lord. And he himself, Lord, you know that he said, if I teach you something wrong, I'll stand on the judgment for you. I'm casting everything back, Lord, upon the prophet. By your grace, Lord, by your help. And I believe it has been your grace and your help that makes me to see absolutely that there was a prophet and who that prophet was. And the workings, Lord, not of imagination, but of the reality of the presence of God, I believe that, Lord. And I am confirmed, Lord, in that simplicity tonight that you're doing. And Lord, you know I've stood all these years with you, and you've been so gracious after 45 years of spitting in your face to turn right around and do the very thing in spite of myself, making you a liar. And I, Lord, know, Lord, that only you would understand that, because I don't understand it myself. but I'm grateful, Lord, for you having done it. And I praise your name, Lord, that you're wonderful that you have done it. Father, tonight, I couldn't wish myself a curse. That'd be the last thing I could do. I'm not a Paul, and I'm not a Moses. No way, Lord, but I do pray tonight that nobody in this building, not one single person, shall be accursed. Lord, I want what you've been helping me with, and I want more of it. I want it to spiral more and more effectively until it comes right into the realm of the atoms within the body being changed, like in that cyclotron, as in the DNA and the RNA, when scientists doing things, when they're cloning things. Oh, God, you can take one cell of the Spirit of Jesus Christ and clone each one of us into the very image of Jesus Christ. Lord, each science speaks of you, the earth speaks of you, heaven and earth speaks of you, but of all things the Word speaks of you and is manifested, and we're part of that, and we're so grateful. We love you tonight, Lord. Love you more than we ever loved you. Just rejoice in your grace and mercy more than at any time, and we appreciate it. And Lord, I got to tell you again, I just can hardly wait for that sweet Spirit, oh God. I could like to step out of here tonight and walk into it, oh God. You said that would be there, and I know it's there. You wouldn't lie, Lord. I know you're true. I could have a little bit of truth in me. That's good enough for me, but you're entirely true. You're entirely faithful, Lord. You've been good to let me have a little bit of faith about a few things, but you're the faithful one. And you are here, and the people should never be ashamed that it is resurrection hour, Lord. It is immortality hour. It is that. And we're not going to go to try to climb some hill or something, Lord, to put some show on. We're just going day by day, pounding our nails and digging our potatoes and eating our bread and our butter and just sitting there, standing there, sleeping there, just natural, Lord, walking in the kingdom of God in our midst. The higher dimension already taking place. Lord, help me to see it more clearly. Give me a better spirit of forgiveness. All these things so necessary. Help your people, Lord. Father, tonight it could be all over, but the training, the last bit in, I don't know. But for the first time, Lord, though we can stand here in a bit of a fear within ourselves and a bit of a trembling, we're glad that we're here in this last day. Lord, for the first time, begin to say with the prophet, I would have chosen this time. I kind of feel like a liar, Lord. I know I'd only choose it because you put me here, and I know the wisdom of your choosing. So, Lord, because you choose, that's going to have to be good enough for me. But, Lord, it's wonderful just the same to have been with the prophet, to know that God was unveiled, to see all these things. Lord God, how we praise you. Now, Lord, we're going home. Going to rest, hopefully, Lord, to get strength. Father, we don't believe one word that you've given to this hour disappears. For you said young people could see visions. Merciful God, I know there's no vision that anybody could crave greater than the revelation of Him who is veiled in that Word, who is the living Word. And yet you said they still see vision. Bless the young people, Lord. I've had them, Lord, way back when I was young. And it was so good, Lord. God, help young people with ministries in this respect that real, true visions can come to somebody somewhere. The old people dream dreams, and Lord, that sure takes me in, because you said 70 years to go, and I only got 2 to go, and I wish it was 2 months to go, maybe, or 2 days. That's really better still because of the glory that's over there. But Lord, I'm an old person. There's older people here. They can have dreams. You said it, Lord. I'm standing on it tonight. We don't believe that one thing has gone out of your Word. We believe it's just fuller. The right way to approach, the right way to see, the right way to do all these things in here, Lord. Oh, Father God, help us. And above all, Lord, remove the jaundice from our eyes. I believe, Lord, there's that tonight, too. And I confess I got a lot of it lying in there. I don't want to be that way, Lord. I don't want to be skittish, temperamental, Lord. I don't want to be, but God admit I'm hooked in a lot of ways. Pray you'll forgive, Lord, and help, Father God. Help each one of us. Help each one of us, Lord. Wise as serpents, as harmless as death. Lord God, I would see your blessing, hope for your blessing upon every single person. Nobody missed but that sweet Spirit amongst us until there wasn't one person that wasn't healed. signifying the dynamics of that which is present going into the resurrection. Lord, we pray the same prayers the prophet prayed. We couldn't pray any better prayers. And he prayed that, Lord, and we pray it tonight. Now, Father, tonight, please, we ask you once more, break down those walls within us. Break down those walls within us. Help us, Lord, tonight, break down every wall. Give, Lord, and help, Father God, help each one of us. Help each one of us, Lord, wise as serpents, as harmless as doves. Lord God, I would see your blessing, hope for your blessing upon every single person. Nobody missed but that sweet spirit amongst us until there wasn't one person that wasn't healed, signifying the dynamics of that which is present going into the resurrection. Lord, we pray the same prayers the prophet prayed. We couldn't pray any better prayers. He prayed that, Lord, and we pray it tonight. Now, Father, tonight, please, we ask you once more, break down those walls within us. Break down those walls within us. Help us, Lord, tonight. Break down every wall. Starting, Father, with between you and us, where there's just no way that we doubt you, no way that there's anything that comes up. No way. Lord, Father, please forgive us, but when you poured upon us immoderately this rain, we became very immoderate. We're gluttons for more, Lord. Forgive us, Lord, but I don't see where we can have enough. I'm not satisfied, Lord, with the water to the ankles back there in Luther's day, up to the knees in Wesley's, up to the hips in Pentecost. Lord, I'm only satisfied in that river that cannot be plumbed, but it bears us right over. Father, my heart is enlarged to that end. And my soul wants a magnified God. Lord, the God of yesterday, as preached by the people, is not enough. I want that overflowing God within my heart, my life and my mind. And I pray the same thing for the people. Lord, we're crying tonight. We're crying tonight, Lord. We're not going to leave here unchanged. I'm not going to leave here unchanged. No, no way, no way, no way, no way, Lord. I'm asking, and you said, if anybody asked anything concerning your will, and the prophet said, watch your motives. And this is not something we can spend upon the lusts of our flesh or anything else, or to cause wars. God, we're talking about that which stops wars and is not consumed upon the flesh, but consumes the flesh until the older flesh dies away and the inner man is renewed. So, Father, tonight, we've got a legitimate prayer. Hallelujah, Lord, got a legitimate prayer. We take hold of the horns of the altars tonight. And we will not be denied. I will not be denied till Jesus comes and pours himself in deeper depths. I will not be denied. Oh, Father, we love you tonight. So wonderful in your presence, God, we believe it. And thank you for it. We just don't know how to quit praying. Just don't know how to go. But Lord God, as Moses said, settle down on us, Lord. We're stopping for the night. But Lord, we ain't stopping nowhere. We're going on. Rise up before us. Lead on. Oh, great Jehovah, be our covering. Our all in all. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord, who hath redeemed us by his own blood and sanctified us by his word and called us by his grace and identified us by the Holy Spirit and made us to know by the bonds of liberty and the Holy Ghost through the word we're his. We praise thy name tonight, Lord. Magnify your wonderful name. Magnify your wonderful name. Sweep over us, Holy Spirit. Kill everything humanly instinctual which is not good. Bring up everything that lies within the seed within us, anointed by the water of God. In the sunshine of his grace, in his presence, maturing, ripening. Right down the line, O God. Oh God, we praise you. And love your wonderful name. Thank you for everybody present here. And we can only do it, Lord, because we thank you, because we know you're present. Lord, there may be the feeble ones among us, mankind, in that class, if not entirely. I might leave here in that same condition, but Lord, I will not leave here in a condition that spiritual. No way, no way, no way. And one day, Lord, that excitement within the cyclotron of the moving grace of Almighty God by the power of the resurrection lying within the Word is going to change the very atoms of the body, mind, and the people here. Lord, I believe it. I believe the true report.
Hallelujah to the King. I have crossed the inner court right into the inner veil. Glory be to God. We passed it all. Passed it all. That's all passed up. Thank God forever. We just praise you, Lord. Receive, Lord, our thanks as we receive your mercy. And unto the King, eternal and immortal, the only wise God, be all power and honor and glory through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. The Lord bless you. Love the Lord tonight. Brother Branham often used a little saying when he talked to the people and told them so in a definite manner about the love and the cleansing and the necessity of the grace of God. He said, a little bit tough on you, he said, but don't you feel all scoured out. I feel a little bit like that myself tonight, a little bit scoured out. I can't leave here, and I will not leave here unchanged by God, because it's going on all the time. The prophet said it's going out there so fast in the desert. He said, can't keep up to it. Let me tell you, brother, sister, neither are we keeping up. No, it's going on rapidly. But I love him tonight.
Amen.
And I know you do too. I'm so grateful to you coming to these meetings with your good spirit of grace. Tomorrow night, Brother Ballard ministering, especially, and he's going to pray for the sick. And I've told him, which I myself, in conducting meetings many, many times, I say when I preach, and I preach a death ring around the faith in order to raise people's faith to healing, I don't ask anybody even come and pray with me, because I'm ready now to pray. And he'll likely, I hope, that he'll stand here tomorrow night by himself. And anyone that's got a need, and I guess everyone has a need. I don't know. Might be a little difficult, but you just realize that's the man that brought the word. And that word to fire you up has already fired him up, and he's ready to help you with every ounce of energy.
Amen.
And remember, when you're sick, you are related to your problems. That's why he said, call the elders. Because the elders, they're not bothered because they're not the ones that are sick. There's no problem at all. They just say, well, hallelujah, Jesus heals you, and they believe that you get healed. See, so that's how faith operates. So tomorrow afternoon, 2:15, we'll have the questions in there. Some of the brethren be with us. So look at, see if there's any answers we can give you, exactly what the prophet said, because that's what it'll be all about. Saturday night, Brother Bell. Sunday morning, Brother Sproul speak at 10 o'clock. We're looking forward to a marvelous time in the Lord. I know that God is going to bless us. I'm expecting myself. I just expect God to change, that's all. To keep moving, just moving, just moving. You know, it's closer. Listen, if it's closer than we first believe, there's got to be an increase of power of God. I'm talking in sense of the transforming, transfiguring, because of the transfusing power of our God. So just be happy. I know you are. That your spirit's calming down. And walk in the light. And to walk in the light, brother, sister, you got to see the light.
Well, it's not by accident tonight that the dais in front of you has a sign on it that says this is the King's Ambassador. The rapture's over there. And it's not by accident that we've been in the Imperial House.
Mm-hmm.
And it is also not by accident that we've been in the Great Hall of the King.
Amen.
I won't argue.
Amen.
You can't argue with the facts. God bless you, Brother Young. It's been so great to be with you folks. Now, I'm not preaching. It's going to give me a chance. My voice is bad, but it's going to give me a chance to talk to people individually. I've been doing a lot of it. And if I can help you anyway, believe me, that's all I have in my heart. But you know where I stand, how I stand. We'll just talk along the same lines. Do you love the Lord tonight?
Amen. Amen.
Do you love each other?
Amen.
Yeah. Do you feel like hugging the fellow next to you? Why don't you do it? Brother Kathy, in a little force, take the name of Jesus with you sometime.
All right.
Whatever you want to do.
Where's
let's take the name of Jesus with us.
As we go, you'll see it. All right?